This is DJ Ames, the UK Mixtape Messiah, and I'm always tuned in and listening to the Friday Night Live show. They split the atom, initiate the party, and glitter the bouquet. Keep it locked.
Yo, 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 check it out, y'all. All the way live from the 919. It's your man Fonte holding it down for Little Brother, holding it down for the Foreign Exchange, holding it down for Zone Tigolo, holding it down for Gordon Gautreaux Radio. I'm holding it down for a whole bunch of people, man. And right now, you're checking out Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. My man's Mr. Montana, and goddamn it, I forgot the other name. Run that shit again. Yeah. Yo, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man Fonte holding it down for Little Brother in the Foreign Exchange. And right now, you're checking out. God damn it.
It's a beauty.
Okay, I'll get it. Friday Night Live Radio.
Right, Friday Night Live Show.
The Friday Night Live Show. All right. You're checking out the Friday Night Live Show on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. All right? Peace.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck D. You're now tuning into Conspiracy Worldwide. No red tape, no white tape, no black tape. Just pure hip-hop with no profit involved. Starting the revolution. Conspiracy continues to fight. Music and the message. That's right. You're listening to Mr. Montana, the voice of the common man here on the Friday Night Live Show.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a worldwide conspiracy. Politic theories. International chaos. You're listening to the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, hosted by my dog, Mr. Montana. Get it right, it's your boy MC Search, Searchlight Music. It's not a game, people. Check your earlobe for an orgasm, it's about to pop off.
Yo, it's your team Westwood. My boy, Mr. Montana, please, Tim. Hold on, it's Dave.
Yo, yo, what's up, man? Trigger the Gambler, hollering out of New York, Brooklyn, Brownsville, and it's South Orion, the UK. And when I ain't in Brooklyn chilling, I'm out there chilling with my boy, Mr. Montana. That's how we do it. You holler at him.
It's time for another bouquet. Welcome one and all to the Friday Night Live Show. Each and every single Friday, 10 p.m. GMT, 5 p.m. EST, all across the web. Big shout going out to Andy Tatt, Sheffield legend. Know it down, Easy D. Know it down, the one like the Banton. Alright, this is how we're going to do it tonight. Got an absolute packed show as per usual. We're going to be talking to the producer of what sounds like one of the best albums of 2009 already. We're going to be talking to Record Kings. Giuliano's going to be with us on the show tonight. Also, Glasses Malone, Cool Keith, Cutmaster Kurt, POS going to be with us. And of course, UNI. And whoever else we can lay our hands on tonight. So stay with us. We'll be rocking for at least the next 4 hours. This is the best song in the world. Get in contact, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com.
I'm out of
Turn the volume up. Blast this one out. Fabian Bonaparte. Fresh. Slam that volume up right about now. Friday night, Montana Menace.
Who is he? Fabian Bonaparte.
Block the streets off. Let this nigga know that the beef's on. 17, not even old enough to get drink scarred.
Who is
shit, your guess is better than mine. Just another loser slash poser hanging with Brian. Snub nose and fill his black shirt with holes like a Raiders jersey. Spin him around and lay him down. I'm slinging pounds. On your block, I never see you outside.
No.
What set you claim to fam? I never seen you out riding. Take the beanie and the lopes off. CB4 niggas get throat scars. Thrown in back of vans and towed off. Antagonistic to who? He's Inglewood's Barbie. Get this cat a pink Corvette or a rotten coffin. You broke his Apollo, I pose with my bottles. While you posing with a firearm, you know you ain't popping. Please, take that firearm and blow your own top off. Do rap a favor, every single song you on is awful. Tantrums are herb like ginkgo biloba. I was 16, stashing desert eagles and rovers. You son of a bitch, I had hope for the youth until I heard you. Rapping over niggas bleed by Big was the worst move. It's past 3 p.m., you out past your curfew. Couldn't smell the bitch and he masked it with the perfume. One deep on Queen Street, looking for your captain. Ask him what happened and why he can't go back there. Ask him about getting knocked out in a tragic fashion. And how he dug Market Street for years, what a fact. Lifeless mind inspector when black is like a beamer with no brakes. A kid's birthday party with no cake. Leaning in the Bentley is yours, smoking the whole eight. Lake of Game Staples parking lot, rocking long chains. You still fucking up in school on the wrong page. Writing whack raps during class and getting poor grades. I'm on the east side of Brazil getting more brain. About to hop a plane to Ecuador to get more cane. Bring it to your block and triple the prices. Serve it from your porch tantrum. Go and get me a Heineken, nigga. Pray my young boys calm down and stall you out.
What else?
They'll catch you at the Galleria Mall, stomp you out. Make you come along and help when they rob your house. Wait till your wedding day and go slime your spouse. I ain't finished with Apollo, call him Oscar Grouch. That light-skinned nigga that's probably sleeping on your couch. I'm the head dude that opened up his e-spot. I'ma stop serving and make sure I'm near when he detox. Bonaparte, Mr. Never Miss a Payment Swagmore. Life is the new kids on the block, they whack y'all. Need to fix that broke down Jaguar. I'm the one that got Chrissy here with me alone with my slacks on. That cartoonish ass flow is played like card games. Nigga always got his hand out like a ball man. Plus you still owe Big Six money. Posing on your MySpace with cash. That's six money. It's me, bitch. That 200 bars was a waste of paper. A waste of hard drive space. I hope you didn't save it. Need change for a penny ass nigga. Parmesan can't get no henny ass nigga. Tattoo on his shoulder, Chrissy ass nigga. Stomp him down to the ground. Piss on that nigga. Fake thug like Gusto played by Christopher Rock. Cocksuckers are cop lovers. Your whole life savings is in my pocket, fucker. My spare pain just like Gaddafi's budget. You niggas get sloppy seconds. Lifeless, lame inner city faggots enterprise. Lackluster effort, sound sorry, get you spitting up. I'ma leave you on eucalyptus in Hyde Park with two limbs missing in the backseat of a Skylark. You drive off in something mean with the top off. Put your fiance on the track to get my guap up. You know me, same swore both black views. Digging down the very same chicks you tried to rap to. This bastard stole job, Bismatic soul five. Copies, four guys sent back, that's no lie. I'ma sock you in them $5 sunglasses. Hang you by your hair on Manchester at the mortuary.
That's a wrap.
Time. Friday night, Columbo Black, Fabian Bonaparte kicks us off. How we do things tonight.
So
fresh.
I'm eating my scrambled eggs this morning. And then I think about it. I'm the mayor of the city.
Yo,
where y'all at, man?
Yo, we sat down in New York, the forgotten borough. Home of the Wallaby champ. We stayed thorough since the days of Snatch and Lee Patches.
stitching my name in my Kango so my outfit matches. So we matched our Wave Street, partied on Broad, entered the 36 chambers and swung swords. But when the force MDs met the fat boys, brought the ruckus like P.E. brought the noise. Slept on a ferry boat coming from LQ. The purple rain in the air had me stuck like glue. We would dry out maces by EG's worth of polo. See the dreaded 160 copping ounces for Dolo. Stuffing 40s in brown bags, dipping from blue coats. Flicking it up with new ropes, banging new ghosts. Staples in the Park Hill, we stay styling. Staten Island, a.k.a. it's Shaolin.
In my city, I'm the mayor, but I got a key to the city everywhere. I'm like the home team QB when I touch down. Roll out the red carpet when I come around.
My neighborhood Southsider. Out here we hustle till we touch it. It's all about a come up. If ain't no money in it, we don't fuck with it. Gangsta, gangsta. Then what the fuck are they yelling? Late night hanging, drug selling. This here the city of the astronauts. High as hell in the 550 smashing out like room. I'm on my way to the room with a white girl looking like we down Sasso. All up in the bathroom digging the guts out. 5 in the morning, I'm boning the fuck out. The A-O-U-S. O-N, damn, it's like a million different cities in one. So everybody out here rapping, get them some. We got drink, bro, dope, cold. Niggas pulling up in Marcia, Largo. Think fast, talk slow. Millionaires out here and you won't even know.
Hey, my city, I'm the mayor, but I got a key to the city everywhere.
NASA, brand new. That's how we're doing it tonight. About 3 hours of music we've never played before. What an eventful week it's been this week, on and off air. We'll be telling you all about that tonight.
I can't stop, won't stop unless I got a flat. The flathead screwdriver reminded me that if I'm holding the right tools, the screw in the joints. And I'm good with both hands, I must be from Detroit. The motor capital, the capital B. The fourth letter, the alphabet zone, and the Tigers 15. I'm Bell Isle and the O's, Cutler Supreme. Where we iron blue collars and crease the jeans. Either in Mount Clemens, 6 mile Grand River, 7 mile Greenfield, right corner of the mitten. The home of the Red Wings, Lions and the Pistons. First gate is full Chevrolet. Detroit, Michigan.
Saying what up, yeah, what up, Joe? That's what I'm saying. I don't think they understand outside the city limits. So give me a minute to unbutton my coat and give a cheers to the man with his ears to the fan. Cause he on that cold shit, blowing in ghost shit. Go again, Lakefront, 92 grand free rim with the gold rim. Number 8, Joe. See we on Maxwell Street for the Polish shit. Grilled onions and no mustard. Everybody from the go already know the biz. Chuck's from Detroit, Mike's from the shy. So it's full. Tigers, lions, and bears, oh my.
In my city, I'm the mayor, but I got a key to the city everywhere. I'm like the home team QB when I touch down. Roll out the red carpet when I come around. In my city, I'm the mayor, but I got a key to the city everywhere. I'm like the home team QB when I touch down. Roll out the red carpet when I come around.
Shout going out to all the management, Sensei FM, all the listeners out there on the Sensei FM podcast. Shout out to Jada Cut.
To be conquered, but it's a new adventure to be shared.
Barrel full of powder, ship full of tea. Close about an hour, bringing sick to the seas. Bellies full of barter, thick with the thieves. Once they hit the harbor, it's a wick and a breeze. There goes another one, right out from under them. Different seashore, same 30 stores. There goes another one, right out from under them. Worldwide mining town, steal it up, sell it down. And not too long ago, mom and pop owned the shop. Prognosis, progress, the Dow owns the block. Here to sell them salvation, an elevation sword. A signal disorder in Celebration, Florida. They got the medicine to fix your mood. Tell you learn to mind your place and eat that Cisco food. You crave the arrogance, the rich folk ooze. Take life, waste life, just to get those jewels.
Heads will roll. Low life, recite that untold. Keep with the goals, rehearse with the 11th.
It'll be arrow after bullet after sunflower.
Heads will roll. Low life, recite that untold. Keep
run out of favor. The era ended on us, now the money's just paper. The house is all haunted. We had a hell of a run before it caught up. For all the corners cut, we got an avalanche of sawdust. Life for the party, we're the death of the novel. The glass is half empty, so pass the next bottle. It's the flight of the salesman, death of the bumblebee. Nothing left for the attorneys and the tumbleweeds. They say that God's on the right, so goes the rhetoric. But I think that cross is a kite that left a skeleton. And I think that Russell was right, but that's irrelevant, friend. For all I know, there'll be nothing left to defend tomorrow. Sugar in the gas tank, nothing in the cash box. Thought that we were so sick, looking like it's smallpox. The bullets are still on the shelves, but when the armory empties, we're melting down the bells.
Heads will roll, the life, recite that untold.
Shouting out to everybody at Radio Mike Beats who actually did all the work. Made the relay podcast, should I say the live show, happen. Oh, it down Cam Raps. All crew actually did the work.
It's the end of Law and Order. Dick Wolf, aware in America, rocking a cheap sheep suit. Full war, we through. Stay on course to pull over by that full port. Cops keeping the peace. Cocked, catching release like a sportsman. See him in the court, then poor paying him a portion. Funny how they distort extortion. Never better. POS, dance to the rhetoric. Lean to the left, call me terrorist. Rock with it. Dance fever, got them peeping out the prints on the floor. True believers, keep their eyes on the horizon. Catch me sizing up the silent. Check the crooked grind, watch me 50-50. Keep the balance between the coping and the feeble mind. I hope the broken folk rewind. Nothing much for token jokers here, skate off, we doing fine.
Heads will roll, low life, recite that.
Happens to be the sound of P.O.S. taken from the brand new album.
It'll be arrow after bullet after sunflower. Heads will roll, low life, recite that untold.
Taking it everywhere tonight, new, fresh music all the way through till around about 2 a.m. UK time. And speaking of fresh new music, here's fresh new music by an old school crew. Shouting out to King B. Producer straight from Croatia. Yeah. This is Lords of the Underground. Friday Night Live warm up.
All hell Croatia. Macrophone. Flavor. Do it all here to get a little paper. This typhoon bad disturb your neighbor. It's Lords of the Underground. Not for Nathan. Police on streets like it's back to breaking. I ain't went nowhere. It's affirmation. Blue rag on in the wave cyclone. With a chick by my side with a headlights on. Such a nut I can be, I know. And I'm so a soldier, watch G.I. go. When I blow my top, that's volcano. When I check this mic, I let all things flow. Before you gay ass dudes, that's no homo. We kick and punch like the fist on our logo. Macro polo in the streets like a hobo. But not like a hodo, this mic check over. Hold my lord, quite possibly the illest you ever saw. See me on stage, they're like, oh my god. Mr. Funky Man, yo, that boy goes hard. They ask me, how'd you get so raw? 20 years in the game and they still want more. Jump in the marsh pit when I'm on tour. Running around by myself, getting on the floor. You get what you pay your money for. Cheese spot the number one, take the building to the core. Some of y'all are fighters, man, you think I don't know. Wearing my style like you bought it from a store. Niggas my house, I'm locking the door. None of y'all bitches can't rap no more. If you need me, I'm in Prague with a really hot frog. With my hand up a skirt, trying to tickle body parts, man.
This is a microphone check. Check it, microphone check.
Shagging out to do it all.
This is a microphone check.
Of course, with my Lord Jazz, how you doing, man? Simply getting all the crew together inside the studio and warming up the place. Shouting out to Architect.
This is a microphone check. Check it, microphone check.
Crossbone T finally in the place.
Microphone check.
Come on.
Check it, microphone check.
I'm here.
This is a microphone check.
Get on the lookout for that Crossbone T teaser video.
This is a
Simply type into YouTube, Crossbone T. See the man himself.
Yeah.
hold it down, Shane O'Reilly. The one like Damo the Fish. Haha, Rasco.
It's running through this nigga bones right now. He like, oh, Rasco the only nigga that can do this type shit. Last of the Mohicans.
Another brand new album.
Can I get your attention, please?
Who that?
Rasco, yeah. My test. My test. 1, 2.
1, 2.
If you're in tune right now, let us know. ConspiracyWorldwide@gmail.com.
We about to face off. We run hard while they play soft. Buckle up, about to take off. I give them quick speed. Be up top for the quick feed. Wide shots, couldn't miss these. I never miss threes. I be the nigga with the best shot. Real nice for a real price. I want a real slice. I need cake on the intake. Never skate on a slim slate. I give them grim fate. The last days in the last phase. Do it all if the cash. I give them ashtrays and let them burn while they take turns. Lay back like a straight perm. You on the straight sherm. We be the best with the mic blessed. 1, 2s for the mic check. We on the flight deck. We spread wings in the jet stream. The best team with the best dream.
Mic test.
1, 2. 1, 2.
Rasco.
The cats get shot quick. Got a couple skills, but they not this. I give them drop kicks and keep my mic skills spotless. Number one on the top list. I keep my nose clean and only like it when it blows green. Big chips for the big trip. I got a big clip. We unload by the bus load. Find me where the dust blows. I never trust those. These MCs couldn't test these. On their knees for the testes. I let them breastfeed. I get a whole lot of prestige. Get yours from the best weed. I need the fresh cheese. Enough juice, get it fresh squeezed. Keep it full for the best pool. They try to pull rank. I keep it live on the full tank. Write it down, but it's still blank.
Mic test.
1, 2.
1, 2.
Rasco. They still dealing with an all pro. Won't go for the small dough. Give me the ball, yo. I go straight to your face. Around bush, get straight to the chase. Not for games, I really put shots and frames. Out your range, you really must have lost your brain. Lost your mind, or maybe even lost in time. Pay the price, cause that's really what it costs to grind. Off the line, you niggas got the softest rhymes. Washed up, man, you niggas really lost your shine. It's the mic veteran. Full steam ahead, you cats is backpedaling. Shots to start severing. Ain't none better than us, we stay ahead of the game. They fall back, not ready for fame. We get to put ink to page and still rip the stage. Lean back, we bout to cock the gauge, yeah.
Rasco, mic test.
1, 2. 1, 2.
Who that?
Rasco.
Shout out to Mad Gizmo, you are literally mad, but also 11 years old, and Gary Glitter's that way. That's how we go down, Mr. Montana. Shout out to Dre Loch, hope I'm pronouncing Dre Loch, is it? Thanks for your email, also on the email. All the way down, 2-1 weights. Everybody locked on out there in Sweden right about now. Conquered 118 countries now on the podcast downloads. Get yourself over there, conspiracyblog.net. Right about now, we're live and direct. Now, I want everybody just to lend a shoulder. Pull out a tissue. It's happened again, people. The conspiracy virus has hit us again. Last time, of course, it was me. We couldn't even do a show. I was that ill. I had man flu, I'd stubbed my toe, it was a terrible night. It's hit us again. Please extend your sympathy for my co-host, Menace. How are you doing, man?
I'm coping, I suppose, bro. I'm coping. How you doing, man? You good?
Could you put Menace on, please? He's meant to be on the show. Oh, it is Menace. I know you laugh. Yeah, how you doing, man? I'm sorry to hear you've been taken under. The hood took you under again. When did it happen?
No, it's fine. Just about 4 days ago, actually, man. I'm just getting my drama queen on right now, acting like a little bitch. But like I said, I'm coping. I'm trying. So, you know, staying on these paracetamols. And,
yeah, going hard on that. Yeah,
going hard on them, as we say.
Yeah, pause. Yeah.
No, everything's good, though, otherwise, well, everything's good. You know, just being on the grind, as you know, with the show and such this week with yourself.
Yep, absolutely. So. Yeah, absolutely, man. Listen, you get yourself, I know you've come in with a sleeping blanket and a nice supply of tissues and not rare for when we, anyway, I won't go into that. The point is, though, I hope that you, by the end of the show, feel a lot better, but I'm suggesting that, is your throat bad? Is your throat swollen?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, it's more so my cold is fucking with me, to be honest, man. But yeah, it's just man flu, as you put it. It's just man flu. I'll be
all
right.
Just man flu for all the females tuned in. I should say female tuned in. Then you'll know this is just us again. But we're not going to spend the whole show just going, oh, I feel so terrible. We're gonna push on, aren't we? And we're just going to be very sensible tonight and not have another show like one that we did a few weeks ago, where for the whole show we're just like, it was like a doctor's waiting room with music. So we're not going to do that. We're going to keep things moving. This is taken from the Zion I brand new album. We had to be selected, best we could do. Friday night. We'll get into it. Brother Ali, Zion I. So as we kick things off, I feel a guest coming on. Get your questions for Cool Keith in tonight. ConspiracyWorldwide@gmail.com. Very wavy hair in here.
For my cage birds, who's fighting just like me? Daily and nightly, so beyond getting icy, it's likely we'll never get out, chill, but we don't care. Keep my mind up there, high above all the noise and pollution. Shooting, the robbing and looting in the mind. Prostitution got a problem, sucker that y'all can't solve. Looking deep into my mirror, let the dark revolve like we in orbit on the dark side of the moon. I can't ignore it, the second coming probably soon. Every day as I lay, get in tune with the boom. The pain relief is to croon, trapped inside of my room. But my mind go free, so the galaxy bloom. Like my mama told me, pray the greatest to choose. Picture me rolling, now I'm holding, take control of the script. Off my back, spread my wings, my spirit can live.
Shout out to Mad Cole, I don't Lazarus.
Our voice ring in the emptiness, the helpless moan of wings that were never spread. My song brings the evidence, allowing me to sing what was never said. Parrots look down on the pigeons who comb the streets for old trash to eat. But my head's up, I strut through this bitch, cause my beak doesn't repeat my master's speech. My feathers are your scholar's ink pen, they're how the natives decorate their big men. I represent strength and wisdom, and even you can see freedom ring when my wings spread. What is it about you that you have to capture? That which you cannot master. If you can't grasp it, you attack it, trap it, slam it in a cage and latch it. Every day that you hold me in bars is another day I can't teach your soul to soar. Hear both of us are linked to the song, and when you hear a caged bird, sing along, sing along, sing along.
Shout went out to the one and only, the big, the bold, Peter Rosenberg. How you doing, bro?
Searching for a better world.
This Monday, three's the magic number returns.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. Really looking forward to knocking it down this Monday. Three's the magic number. Peter Rosenberg, myself, and Menace.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Brother Man, offspring of the Caddy. See me at the show, you think my name is GoDaddy. Subnoise, super soldier, cadets get at me. Ask me to demonstrate my sword, I say gladly. Tighten my headpiece, summon the gamma beast. My physical's norm, it's all in the release. So rough and rugged, yet there's so much peace. So mathematical, yet so damn street. Reservoir guard, our sheets, a life tree. So reppin' RBG, protect it. It's audacity to ask what it all means. My cipher so thick, goblets frothy with cream. A man, not a nation, I hustle with a team. The ways of my art override triple beam. I meditate daily and churn for my cream. The voice of revolution since the age of 19.
Love me or hate me, no fool can break me. Invisible mental, shine over shady. Spanish veins raising the bar. Getting hazy for them supper game stars. Spitting the half-frame bars. Let me hit me up on who I are and who I is. I was going down when I handle my biz. Hurry doing big things, roll out.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ghost Rider, cruising the plantation. Souls of the slave ship, fuel of Ace Davidson. Stationed in the Matrix, black and light Cajun fish. Swamp thing from the Brooklyn Bridge. Royal nectar so thick on the twist. Immortal existence, many moons as a true and living niche. All these scabs in the mix. One hit wonders might stop your rap shine, but ain't dealing with mine. I'm a household brand more than Jimmy Dean Swine. Hood priests unlimited, frequencies align with the mothership divine. Reflect my line, eat my chicken to the bone, watermelon to the rind. On planet Earth, fronting like the god of rhyme. Made it real, now MCs practice art of mime. My fifth LP with the outlaw rhymes. Like Fat Albert building, gonna be a good time.
Love me or hate me, no fool can break me.
Taken from the brand new X-Clan album.
Spend the spade, raising the bar. Getting hazy for the supper pain songs. Spend the half-frame bar. Let me hit me up on who I are and who I is. I was going down when I handled my biz. Hurry doing big things, roll on, you here it is.
What you say that, huh? What you say that, fucking worm like you? I told you, man. I told you, don't fuck with me. I told you, don't fucking kid. No, but you wouldn't listen. Right, you stupid fuck. Look at you now.
Y'all already know.
Well, y'all. Back behind the wall again.
2009 Raekwon, you know, see what you think of it.
09 style this time. It's time to go. For real.
Ghostface Raekwon.
Cream again, nigga. First of all, black parking, guns be sparking. Hit you in the back of your dome from far, kid. Dice kickers, gun clickers, run up in the bank for ones quicker. Drug dealer niggas, we flip them. Polo rugbies, flags on my hat, you love these. Knockout artists of One Piece, flying a foreign. All my money ties is tied up, I'd rather sell coke, no bargain. Tough like a Hummer, fly like a Maybach, spot runner, clap you in a gun shop, one up. Fuck about police, we call Killians, you go geese, and every day's a Sunday Easter. Cousins and guys. The new improved shot is stretched out. Mink on the floor, you hossa. We run through with turbans, diamond up chain with boots on. Maury umbrellas in Tucson. Rhyming is a color, the lifestyle is live. My fly brothers, something go wrong, we slug something.
Chill, my nigga, chill. Make sure you handle that.
Yeah, you can catch me anywhere. Frostbitten chain, bad name, 1,000 grams in Delaware. The smoke shops is ours, laid back, hanging niggas to death. Words you can call us, coke racks with giants all around me like Eli Manning. The bitches on the block like he died scrambling. His L frames is cracked, popped out. Meaning one of his eyes can come back home, they locked out. All he did was re-up, hustle for kick money. Kept bees all around him, thinking he shit, honey. Bow, I'm in the bobsleds, wasting large bread. Gucci helmet is blue, trimming his dark red. The rap, TJ Swan, it's me, A-Son. If he don't spin my shit, break the DJ arm and glide off like an escapade. Renegade on ice, lemonade clock, the haze is nice. The Goldilocks rock, sapphire chain is right. Bitch niggas, y'all watch what y'all say in your mic, suckers.
Much love go to New York City, the home of the Giants.
All my ice banglers, brawlers.
Now what are we talking there? Are we talking treading over old ground, but not treading as well as it did the first way here, first time round, or are we talking fresh? I think I need a few more lessons. I only came into the studio today. That's Raekwon, Criminology Part 2. Definitely like the beat. In fact, every track we played tonight, I've been liking the beats. Now, speaking of beats, our first guest tonight, has to be said, he's not just one of the best producers, in my opinion, out in the UK, he's one of the best producers, and he's about to prove it. The Heavyweight album, as it's called, is about to drop. We're going to talk to him now. Record Kings, be on the lookout for that. Record Kings, all one word with a Z at the end. Let's bring him onto the show. The first guest of tonight, Friday night, hit us up. Of course, I keep saying the emails, if it's a mobile phone number, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Hello, Record Kings. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
We're doing well tonight. Just kicking things off and warming things up nice. Now, I've got all the information sat in front of me, and I'm sure a lot of people have out there because of your PR people doing such a good job. The brand new album about to drop, Heavyweight. Look at the
lineup. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man, bro. You know what I mean? I've been checking it out, and you're doing a dope show tonight.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So, the album, let's talk about it, because I know there'll be people out there unaware about what's about to happen with this album.
It's been ongoing, man, as you probably know, for a couple of years, you know what I mean? On and off, stop and starting. We was with ABB Records, and things kind of fell apart then, and now we're All City and 730 Entertainment are doing it as well. We've got the album launched, we're excited. It's all about to hit, man, and everything's just jumping off now, you know?
Exactly. Now, one of the things that strikes me, and I think it'll strike everybody, is when you see the album, a lot of times nowadays, people obviously just look at the track list and they see the features. Now, you are a producer, so of course, they're looking for the features. You're going to blow the socks off when people look at this album and see the features on this. Now, from my limited experience of trying to make something like this happen, the hardest part I found with trying to make a compilation with, or should I say, new tracks with other artists on, is everybody's down to do it. But getting the verses from people is so tough. Where did you begin with this project?
Well, I'm glad you understand how much of a job it was. I mean, you know, we've done it in a few stages. You know, I had to record some in New York. You know, we recorded the Mobb Deep tune. We had like 10 hours notice, and we done that in Paris.
Right.
Whatever happened, you know, we had to send tracks out to America, but, you know, there was a lot of us working on it, trying to get it done. It wasn't an easy task. It's a question I get asked a lot, man, you know?
Yeah. So in terms of...
It has taken a long time, you know what I mean? And a lot of, like, perseverance to get it finished.
Yeah, absolutely.
A big mission.
Yeah, now in
terms... That's the name of the album, really, Heavyweight, as in I'm heavy. Yeah. And the album's been a big weight.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of talking about how you started, I mean, as well as the time it would have obviously taken to put this together with all these features, I mean, you've mentioned Mobb Deep there. We'll talk about the list of features in a moment. But what about the actual initial contact with artists? I mean, was this the fact that, you know, people knew you from your history, of course, with the creators, all the remixes you've done for so many artists? Was it that you had that status so artists were ready to come forward? Or was it the traditional route of your people spoke to their people and it went from there?
I think it was a bit of both, you know. I think, you know, I spent a lot of time in America, mostly in New York, but in LA as well, and Detroit and all over.
Yeah.
I met a lot of people, you know what I mean, through... Obviously, the previous work I'd done, because in America, you know, we had people like Funkmaster Flex, DJ Riz, Stretch Armstrong, playing our tunes out there, going back quite a while now.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, one person meets another person and another, and it escalates, man. Mm. You know, I've been in the game for a while, so, you know, it's just what I built up over the years. Mm. And, you know, a good tip, you put yourself out there, man, you know what I mean? You're going to meet people if you're cool.
Yeah, and we...
You know, links just naturally happen.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, you know, with a lot of producers and a lot of artists. When you ask them, how did that come about? They say, I met them, you know. It wasn't an email thing. It wasn't a MySpace thing. I met them. And we got on.
Yeah, man.
They respected me. And that's what you hear on the album. And from the tracks we've been given from the album, we've not been given the full thing yet, but from the tracks we've been given, we will play tonight, I think everybody's going to be able to hear that everybody delivers, because that's the second obstacle, isn't it? Once they do give you a verse, it's the question, will they deliver?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, most of the eyes, they all delivered it in our eyes. Mm. But we did have a couple of mishaps where MCs were taken off tunes and replaced with others. But, you know, it was only minor, to be honest. You know, everyone gave it their all. They wanted to be on the project, wanted to be down. Mm. And, you know, they gave it their all as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, which is really good, you know what I mean? You know, it's a good vibe, and lucky for me, I'll be happy when I look back in time that I made a great record.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in terms of who put the work in and who worked hard on this album, break it down, the full list of everybody who's up on here. Let's attract everybody to this album. Break down the full cameo roles on this joint.
Oh, you got me on the spot now, man. Well, Hugh Malone from the West Coast, Evidence from Dilated Peoples. We've got the Big Nuts, both Prodigy, and Havoc from Mobb Deep. Mm-hmm. We've got Gilly Simpson from Detroit. We've got Little Brother. We've got some young kids from Queens called Chalice and Ruck. We've got Problems. Man, the list goes on. We've got DJ Thing on the cuts. Mm-hmm. I've got various musicians and stuff to play with me as well now, as well as using samples.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone out, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's... I see a lot of compilations in the inbox, but when I saw this one, I was like, wow. But then, of course, I saw the name Record Kings, and I just read a little bit more into the promo that was sent to me, and then it clicked. Of course, The Creators. Now, that is a classic. That The Creators album, which was called The Wait, I believe. That was just called The Wait. Back in, was that 2000?
Exactly.
Was it 2000? It was, wasn't it?
When it was 2000, yeah, man. Yeah. Yep, you've got a good thing here. You know that.
Oh,
2000, I mean, that's going back a long way now. There's been a big gap.
Yeah, I know, and that's scary to me, because that's like yesterday, the album, and I bought it, and I was very pleased with it. It came at a time, if I remember, in 2000, where I was getting buying a lot of albums, but I wasn't pleased with most of them. That one was a start-to-finish joint, and I think that it had mass appeal, didn't it, all around the world? It really set you up as a producer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. But, you know, the music games change, people change, you know, and things move on.
Mm.
Yeah. One of the things I've done with my music is I have kept true to my roots. I use breaks. I like the boom-bap sound. Mm. You know, it's more modern now, but at the same time, the original essence is still there.
Yeah.
Because for me, hip-hop's more about, you know, you don't go back to the Beat Street and the Wild Style days. People are like, you know, they battle, they throw down, you know, their moves. Mm. You know, I like to do that with my breaks, on my samples, and my beats. Mm. So I say, you know, this is what I got.
Yeah.
And I do it in an original, you know, old school method with a modern twist.
Mm. Yeah, 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 exactly. And I think that was something that when we spoke to Large Professor about this, I mean, he maintained that sound. He came with a brand new album. It was a bit of pressure on him to come back with that. It's Large Professor, and for a new album, you know, for many years after label issues and whatnot. He came back and he did exactly what you've done with this joint. He just did what he does. He didn't compromise. There was nothing in there that you could think, hang on a minute. And you've done the same with this album. We're going to get into some tracks once we've finished up the interview, and I'm looking forward to playing them. Looking forward to get into some of these tracks and letting people hear what we're talking about now. But definitely big things. Now, in terms of a producer and promoting the album, how do you do that is what a few people who are listening now are asking. And now we know how MCs do it. They go on the road, they get on stage, they talk, they grab a mic. What about producers, and how do you go about physically showing up and promoting this joint?
My biggest advice is to try and make some noise yourself in the first place. Mm. Now, when we started off our record label with Big Quam, I don't know if you remember Big Quam back in the day.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
A very talented MC. We've done some records then on our own label.
Yeah.
We just made some noise on our own label. You know, got our music to a stage where we were happy, put it out, made some hype, put a little bit of money into it, mostly hard work, and it just starts from there, you know.
Mm.
Rely on other people to do your music is a bad thing. You know, just get going yourself and... You know, have belief in yourself.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And of course, the net's at everybody's fingertips now as well. Now, as well as producing music for MCs, you've also produced music for other avenues as well, such as TV. If I'm right, you've done music for the Chris Rock Show, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. He used one of our tracks, a remix song.
Right.
That we've done. He used to walk around the streets interviewing people and always use our beat.
Yeah.
So that's for a more cheaper single. They used the instrumental.
Mm.
Which, heck, I don't know if you know Kid Coe from Tribal, he was in the remix we done for Mor Chiba.
Right.
But they used the instrumental all the time out on the Chris Rock Show. Mm. You know, I don't know, other things, you know, the MTV jingle, they used the music for a long time, you know, apart from the hook. And we've been involved with other things like Sony and Hugo Boss, but that's some different thing, really. It's not the same kind of music, bro.
No, absolutely not, but it's still that... creativity. It's that musical creativity, isn't it? Just up for a different, you know, purpose and a different avenue and different audience. Now, also,
Exactly. Also,
I'm being told by my co-host in the studio to pass me some more information. Now, in addition to your work on TV, you were also blessed enough to score Ethan Coen's short film Private Eye. Now, the question he's posing then is, how did this particular opportunity come about, and do you have any other plans to embark on related projects?
That just came for a friend. You know, I've got a couple of friends and musicians that I play with nowadays. You know, if I need a certain piece for a song, they're all kind of like jazz guys and soundtracky music guys, and they're in that kind of like avenue. So, you know, luckily I've been blessed. You know, I'm put forward to get in a position where I get an opportunity to do stuff like that. Which, you know, is a call, which is cool, but it's not really where my heart is. My heart is in the hip-hop side of things, you know. If I want to make dough, I won't make hip-hop, I'll do something else.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. And back to the hip-hop. My co-host, who's got a bit of a flu virus tonight, so I'm just going to read these questions, but these are his questions. Earlier you mentioned two names, whom you were working with on the new album, namely Rook and Chalice. The last time we heard these two guys was on Naz's Queensbridge compilation early 2000.
That's right, you got it.
Says Menace, my co-host. And how have these guys developed since then, to your knowledge, and what can we expect on your upcoming track with them?
Man, I'd love to work with them again, you know. They were young kids, they were energetic, they were dope. And it was really weird. When we met with Mobb Deep in the studio in Paris, we played them their song. And straight away they were like, oh, it's Chalice and Rook, how did you get them, blah, blah, blah. I think they've probably lost talent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
they're
going to shine through and come through a bit later because they're young.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they're probably part of the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, I like to catch people like that as well, that, you know, it's nice to find someone before they're famous and, you know, years down the line, there'll be somebody big.
Yeah, 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 absolutely, yeah. And just flipping to some listener questions then, how open are you for collaborations or working with up-and-coming artists? That's one listener.
Yeah, I'm always willing. Yeah, I mean, if anybody's got any dope material to send me, you know, I'm always open. I always reply to my emails and messages. I don't blank people, so you know, if you've got anything, man, always hit us up.
How do you feel about other UK producers today? That's one listener.
Oh, I think the competition's hotting up. You know, I've heard a few cats. I mean, you know, I heard Saivi. I was really impressed with him. You know, he's real dope. You know, I've been hearing stuff from Quincy, you know, Skits Beats. You know, there's a lot of new cats that have come along that have got their own dope sound, man. So, you know, I think we're doing well on that front.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's quite exciting. It's all exciting for the UK.
I know, and that's the main thing. I love that word. I love the way you use that word, that it is exciting. You know, people talk about, you know, it's good for the UK. Just exciting, isn't it? You know, all the different sounds that are coming through. I'm not a fan of them all. People know that. People know I'm not a fan of a lot of the UK sounds which have come through in the past 10 years, but I guess it's exciting.
Yeah, no, it is exciting. I mean, you know, you got to understand a lot of people are coming through from that kind of like drum and bass side of things, you know, and they're kind of like making hip-hop sounds from that kind of background. And then there's a cats that have had a thoroughbred hip-hop background that are slightly different to them. You know what I mean? But they got a new sound, and it's all good, and it all helps us get further. You know, but at the end of the day, the people raising their game in the UK is only good.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
you know, I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Now, what we're going to do then is get into some of the tracks from this album, and then a little bit after that, we're going to talk to one of the artists which is on the album. Glasses Malone's going to be with us. And we're going to talk about his role and how he felt about working on the album. I'm sure he's going to be very excited about the joint that he's on. And we'll get into that joint as well throughout the show. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to getting the full version of the album and getting behind it week after week. It's going to be one of those sort of albums, I think, like I've said before on the show, it's going to be one of those few albums where I think we're probably going to get round to playing every track on it.
Yeah, great. Well, that's wicked news. I mean, I don't know if you know, but there's going to be a remix album as well.
Right, okay. No, I didn't know that. No, what's that?
So, like? yeah, you're hearing it first here on the show, mate. I mean, there's seven tracks deep in where we are at the moment.
Right.
And we're planning to go full steam ahead, so there's a lot more new material to come. 2009 should be a good year for Record Kings.
Excellent, man. So seven tracks deep into the remix joint, even before this one officially drops. What's the official date that people should be going out and checking online for this?
Well, if you want to pick the album up digitally, you can do that from the 17th of February from iTunes and anywhere else, Amazon or whatever. And if you want to get the vinyl or the CD, that's coming in March, in the middle of March. So, you know, just check out my MySpace page.
Okay, cool.
Get all the info there.
All right, perfect, excellent. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I hope we stay in touch. I think we will. And we're going to get behind that album right now by playing a few tracks from it.
Definitely, man. Good to hook up with you, man.
Yeah, and yourself. Take care. God bless. We'll speak in 2009 again.
Yeah, take care, bro. Peace.
Peace. Let's get into a joint then from that album. I've been sent so many joints from Record Kings himself and his managers, and I'm really appreciated. So big shout going out to... I'm forgetting the exact numbers, but you know you are. Massive shout to you. I really respect what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to getting into this joint now. I hope I'm getting it right, and I hope these are fresh new joints. Let's go into them. Heavyweight is the name of the album. Drops in February. Little Brother.
Yeah. My mic on. I'm recording.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Cheers. Rap. You know what it is, man. I got a pen that write heavy, swore to swing light. Howard Hughes on the mic, that's right. Booby take flight when he write. I shine so bright, brilliant cuts, you can put me in the light. VVS, I don't think, cause I am the best. I ain't just talking shit to impress. My swag is mean, at the bar and my cup is green. You wanna know H.O.J.'s the team, back drinking. You wanna know rapper poo back stinking. Middle finger up if you ever caught me weakling. I'm peaking and it's just the right time. It's just the right rhyme, just the right line. Lean a little closer and I'm sure you might find fine print. I'm ahead of my time and bring it back. They like poo, why you do me like that? I don't know. That's the way I attack you, bitch, nigga.
Somebody should've told your man the rules. I got a whole team full of animals that's more than ready, willing to handle you. Cause if you fucking with us, homie, you plan to lose. Somebody should've told your man the rules. I got a whole team full of animals that's more than ready, willing to handle you. Cause if you fucking with us, homie, you plan to lose. Yo, I'm sending this to all rhymers. Y'all should forget about it like a monster with Alzheimer's. It's a LB banger, got your spot bubbling. Roll your windows down and turn your volume up a bit. Everybody loving it when Fonte rocks the rhythm. 5'9", kinda stocky with them. Whack MCs with no skills, I gots to get them. Got niggas screaming, no doubt, like optimism. Stop to give them a listen to the way that I be laying tracks easily. You to me is like DVD to Betamax when I'm laying back with Freddie Willing and Abel Raps. The soft niggas don't wanna play with that. LB got them jams that knock. In the UK where you say your mans is hot. Down in Brixton, all the way to Camden Lock. This shit is too hot to handle. Stop, bitch, nigga, Somebody should've told your man the rules. I got a whole team full of animals that's more than ready, willing to handle you. Cause if you fucking with us, homie, you plan to lose. Somebody should've told your man the rules. I got a whole team full of animals that's more than ready, willing to handle you. Cause if you fucking with us, homie, you plan to lose. Let's go. Yes, yes. One time for your mind. Fonte, Big Pooh. My man on the guitar, sounding so sweet. It's hip hop music. Yeah.
One of the most misquoted men
one time
in this show's history over the past few weeks. Fonte, rapper Pooh. It's all about Record Kings Heavyweight.
Yeah, 1-2, 1-2. Chadley Gaddafi. I've cried for so long. From QB to overseas. Bear witness. I've cried for so long.
Everybody's crying out for us to carry on the UK theme.
Yeah, love is love.
So straight after this one, we'll get into some brand new UK.
Yo, yo. The realest story ever told, illest MC, holding his own. I'm walking on blocks of 4-carat stone. Photographers taking pictures, the flow's religious. Anthropologists and archaeologists study scriptures. Ark of the Covenant, the government neutralized the black messiah. Streets is loving it, observe God's telepathy. Speak without words like prophets. Back in the day, smooth as the OJs. Yeah, they heard him back. I'm watching the streets overreact. Architect behind the war report, guerrilla rack. Mocked it, open your mind like a drop three. Resurrect the QB streets. Know the pop is heat, the flow's gracious. Jewels in my crown, match the bracelet. First man like Adam, Bin Laden with a facelift. I stay on the low, assassinate a rapper like a pro. Pro.
villain who made his first board. Explain my anatomy, attached to mic cords. Praise the Lord, scientists study my aura. When I die, see my words inscribed the street Taurus. Precious like a revelation's written in a good book. Born a king, rule like the average hood crook. Sinning for mad years, all the coke that I cook. Marley put me on the music, and that's a good look. The sugar dad, A-Rab, black do-rag. Stay green, hooked on his back shit, just like a fiend. Thirsting for heroin, theroin, every burrow in I traveled in. Niggas get their skeleton unraveled in the bullshit. Cock back and pull shit. I ain't trying to make new friends, strictly move with my own team. Enemy see the non-gleam, metaphorically speaking. Another story, my category is ghetto glory like those before me. Spread love.
Looking forward to getting to some more tracks from the Heavyweight album. Yeah. Later on in the show, we've got the Beat Nuts track. And of course, that Mobb Deep joint.
We worked our whole life for this.
It's Friday night, we're about to get to the MSN, see what the MSN crew have been saying tonight.
We worked our whole life for this.
Shouting out to the owner, the greedy rich owner of Radio Mike Beats. I hope your album sell well.
So them DJs playing too much Yank shit, yeah? Better fuck right now. Got it? Hey, let me start by saying this is goodbye. We took over your set. Now you put on something fresh and get your look right. You don't think you're the shook type. You best believe I'll be back and I'll be throwing up blood like you were Suge Knight. Bangs on my right hook, my left jab and uppercut. The kiss of death, watch the next man pop.
Oh, no way, sound a scandal.
So all them DJs playing too much Yank shit, yeah? You better fucking stop that right now. Got it? Hey, let me start by saying this is goodbye. We took over your set. Now you put on something fresh and get your look right. You don't think you're the Shook type. You best believe I'll be back and I'll be throwing up blood like you were Suge Knight. Bangs on my right hook, my left jab and uppercut. The kiss of death, watch the next man pucker up. You best knuckle up, cause you're about to get KO'd and floored from a killer hurt sucker punch. Throw the towel in and get out of the ring. It's overcrowded, the new blocks are outed. Out the closet, I'm about to vomit. You make me sick, you're a fag, I put thousands on it. And that's why I'm here to end the transmission. I got plans to rob mans, I've any ambition. Stop scans, you're gonna need plenty ammunition. Cause I rock jams and pop any that are dissing. Many on a mission for that real shit. But them DJs play some shit and we know they couldn't feel it. So we should do what the French do. Lock off the Yank shit and play 80% of what we're meant to. The homegrown shit, man, and not the swag either. Not channel you, not none of that neither. But it's in your hands now, so drop it right, bruv. And who knows, we'll be kings before the night's up. Blah! It's Scandal, JC, killer.
Produced by the Sheffield producer.
Rock it right.
Hood's Underground, very own JC. Shout out to JC if you're locked on. I know you often listen to the podcast or tune in live. Hold it down, JC. Hold it down, Skinny Niner. Still no word. I know a lot of people email us every week saying, any word on him, you know, do you know where he is, what he's doing? Nothing at all. He was last seen going into his bedroom with his brand new wife. Never been seen since. It's Friday night. The weekend cometh.
With it, blood, I'm back to basics in my black fitted rap, sickest rap smithers, crash landed last minute. Don't mind your bad boy manners. I've seen back turn from android rappers to fanboys and tabloid gangsters. Just a joke like the Springer show. I kill a flow sharp like the guillotine, cutting across a drinking smoke. In my living room, smokers who you know the crew. My Percy stash looks like a High Times photo shoot.
Ain't no rapper really trying to snap on wise back. That type of shit will get you popped on stage like devil dying back. Rappers hear me spitting, feel inspired to bite. Keep my name out your mouth and stop biting my rhymes. It ain't coincidental, my flow is apparently so influential.
I guess I must be damn good.
The flat foot jet with your bang book on withdraw. I swing swords cutting through your limbs with a jigsaw.
That would want it with cuffs. Have you running off to the box with your stomach in knots? Take a loss, certainly not. Ain't happening, man. Like the pup with a beard quoting from an open Quran. I'm like, damn, I got a swagger when I grab on the mic. Reading rings around you was a reminder I'm not staying innovative. Seeing astonishment with my poly scripts. Back and you'll have a reason for copying polygrip. I'm fly with spitting when I'm writing diction. The weak MCs make my patience thin like a dietitian. I try to listen to some of them rhymes you've written, but you're putting out more pollution than high emissions. You better stop that. All the thoughts trigger my synapse. Bring rhythm to the wickedest tight tracks. It's cost and wise crack. And JC providing the hi-hats to leave you all in silence like a man in a mind mat.
Only up to my waist, wasting my time, dumb done, deducting my days and saying shit in statements and fucked on my case. See, my mum cut her wrist so I can cut to the chase. It's nothing when I offer this. I don't water shit down, I don't cry neither, not since water shit down. With tears on my face and fire, snot in my nose, getting cold feet because you say you hot on the road. Tony Rotten with the pros, white black twang, Titanic part 2 like R2 Nang. Nando's in the system, digesting pistons, form where my legs were.
Yes, sir.
You're listening, cause this here is crystal clear, but I'm written. I ain't use my wrist all year, except to pop off dead kids up in your missus's ear. But this then disappear, I am peerless as all.
What's up?
Shout out to Monkey Monks. When's the album dropping, man? Going down Aubrey. Probably the only show in the world to stand up KRS-One. Don't know what happened that night. It all went pear-shaped, but it's not going to go pear-shaped tonight because we've got all the guests lined up. We're currently awaiting Cutmaster Kurt. If you're out there, do what you need to do. You know the arrangement, as arranged by yourself and Cool Keith. So do what you need to do, and let's get it all hooked up nice and secure as agreed. It's the Friday Night Live Show. Did you pick up the pace a little bit on this one? Shout out to my man Menace. That's the Hood's Underground Menace. Nasty northern sounds.
The killer earth. Yo, yo. Jigga fought the killer, give him mega earth. Supply the beats and the sounds then. And my fart and pen will write the devil word. Like these man's never heard. On the grapevine, I'm back to take mine. Link with RC, we think alike like. Great minds, I'll have it with any trap. Beat bombs, I'm defending that. Sorta like a right centre back. Too heavy weighting me. Swear I need a tummy talk. Step on stage, heard the place. I feel like I'm boss of boss. Or capping backstage, touching up a monkey floor. Trying to bust a nut and chip before she's done her buttons up. This is Hell's Kitchen, so I turn the cookers up. Run your guns, I throw up across to have them chucking up. Split opinion, some say he's an arrogant such and such. Talking tugs are like he keeps it real and he's rough as fuck. Your worst nightmare, but one you can look and touch. Mention still seated, bet your ass, my name's coming up.
Going down All Steel City crew.
G
Jigga, fuck the killer, give a mega earth. Yo, I used to be that fuck word, now it's fuck words on my legs, next step, the nest egg, soon as the plans hatch, done, we're going nowhere, fast like Brands Hatch, I'm catching up with a full tank, cold rank, brand spanking you, can't anchor his views on my outlet, slug out, now my output, it's put out, I'll pout, but my pupils putin', walk in my shoes, put the boot in, neutral or the fire, I'm more than fly, it's not me, that's the map, yeah, the north is ironized, I get the size of the task, windows to my soul boarded up, but the boy's eyes glass poised so calm, almost serene like late night, picture me leaning on a street light, puffing on the embassy and whistling pain, tapping wet feet cause air only pisses with rain, I'm saying.
Okay. Jigga, fuck the killer, give him megahertz. Charisma never works, doing the devil's work. You don't know I menace work. You don't know RC Merc it. Recognize I kill it on a short circuit. I'm a surface, you might see me and somebody's just spitting bars. But recognize this, I'm doing it for mine. I'm doing it for the flow, I'm doing it for rhyme. I'm doing this heavy, man, I couldn't give a brass. Way too dark on the rhythms when I kill him. Man, charisma come up with the killer hertz. That's like a 1,000 hertz and a megahertz is a 1,000 kilohertz. You don't know how charisma works, I'm a silly. Calculate, I'm Carol Vorderman, Rorder man. Don't know, man, careers on border man, borderline. Man, will draw the rhyme, draw the nine. Never only with the pen. Man, careers too clever, then again. Oh.
All right, down all knots, crew. If you're locked on the internet in Nottingham area, watch out next Friday. We're going to be crystal clear on the FM band once again. 106.8. Antenna is installed. Transmitter ready to be switched on. Friday night live show in glorious stereo.
I hear your voice, but not if you understand what hearing a person's voice might mean ordinarily. It's as if I were picking up your thoughts in sound pattern before you actually speak the words.
Invisible, untouched, untouchable.
Jack went out to Marjorie.
Yo, I burn a flag on May Day and say a toast to your demise. You see the smoke in the skies, try opening your eyes. No choking on the lies, I'm provoking for the mind. MC's a short sight, still I'm hoping for the blind. Life frozen in time, I ride flows of the rhyme. Life opposing the grind, rock shows like stones in a prime. I draw targets while I'm molding the lines. Spray the lead to your head like I'm holding a nine. Swim in the ocean of knives, there's no approaching the vibes. Men are vultures, so why I spit and toast you alive? Your breath control is like you're frozen in advice. And all your ideas are whack, you better quote some advice. In modern times, I've been scoping the prize. I fuck the mic like a bitch to leave it broken inside. Leave the boasting aside. Yeah, you know it's sublime. It's CC and text defenders push you over the side.
You think you spit fire, I fill the clouds with rain and let it pour down for 1,000 days to douse your flames. I'll astound your brain with each verse that I drop. I could take a vertical drop and still emerge at the top. Burnsy is hot when I rhyme on breaks. My words travel at the kind of pace that'd separate time and space. Projecting blinding rays from lines I say that'll melt your eyes.
Ah, oh, it's kicking off, man.
So fuck a violent rage. I could stamp my foot and cause a tidal wave the size of Spain and contain the flow inside my vein. I'm deep focused, I speak so sick that these rappers can't keep close with my sheer dopeness. Attack and strike like a nuke, and plus I'm precise when I shoot like snipers on roofs. While you just stab in the dark, we'll master the art and move with more dope heads than a pro cannabis march.
I preferred his work on Let's Get Ready to Rumble, to be quite honest with you. Only joking. Text offenders.
Untouchable. Yo.
When I get in the booth, it's hard to not know my name. It's Connie Storm reciting my bars, I'm engulfed in flames. My plot to refine my art as I grow and age. Where you're getting props, biting my bars that I've thrown away. My clan, chain of command, we're dope as hell. On your neck, I hang a chain of command, you're a choke yourself. I can tell you're cliche. I'm like Pac-Man, and you'll be eating my combos as if you were L to Replay. So cuss me now, my pen it'll cut you down. I'm setting the underground and the cellars of London town. I'm letting my punches out. Ever poised your pressure points. I sever, boy, I'm Ken and I crush you clowns. Get on my knuckles now. They launch you sky high and make your head explode the second you touch the ground. I love the crowds. I vent my splendor. I'm a text offender forever, so fuck the sound.
I'll be found at a jam, standing discreet. Till I'm handed the mic and demanded to speak. Then I'll change from man to a beast. The very second I step on a stage in a burst, a transformation occurs to leave the hate and the range of disturb. Sick type shape in my words, so they fit right when I serve. Spit tight phrases placed in my verse. You claim big moves, but guess who's making them first? Reach your destination, find SUV scraped in the dirt. Take steps to remain ahead. Tongues like a razor's edge. Spit bayonets in the face. That test drop like they're made of lead. I'm just repping my crew. So pay respects if you reckon I do. Not claiming the best, but
who's messing with you?
I leave you mentally scarred, penning bars and lyrics, projecting the stars to make the rest look part of a darkened image. So if you reckon you're large and pretend you're the illest, I'll send an electrical charge direct to your heart to render you finished.
Wow, man, Anton Deca really stepped the game on. Went out to America, failed on American TV, and back with Manage and Crew, and there they are, Text Defenders. Big shout out to Anton Deca.
Fresh.
Untouchable. Uh-huh. As we just line up our next guest tonight, keeping things moving inside.
You gotta feel me on this one, man.
Hold it down, Mr. B.
Mix some bars real quick. It's like this. I'm here to teach y'all about the game you don't know. That's why Rascal be keeping the low pro. Niggas is so-so, letting my dough flow. Niggas try to tell me what I need, but oh no. Keep that, I bring the geek back, blowing your seat back. When you bring the loop, man, bring it in three stacks. I gotta get it for my mom and kid. For like 15 years I've been doing this gig. The same clubs and bras, still taking trips abroad. Still dealing with these snakes and frauds. Oh my God, tell you how I beat the odds. 10-1. Show you how to win this, son. I'm the coach. Better take the smooth approach. We can always find ways you can lose your throat. The dudes you quote never even made the list. Niggas so whack, it'd be a shame to diss. So waste the time when you see your face is mine. Man, I spend time looking for a place to grind, place to shine. Fans shouldn't waste a dime. And I won't stop spitting till the cake is mine. Like candles, prone to getting your eggs scrambled. Flat broke, half you niggas shouldn't have gambled. I'm Earl Campbell, maybe Livingston Bramble. None better, nigga, my shit is off the handles. I keep running for myself, I keep telling myself I don't need nobody else, just do it by myself and expand the wealth. Ain't nothing you can do, play the hand you dealt. I keep running for myself, I keep telling myself I don't need nobody else, just do it by myself and expand the wealth. Ain't nothing you can do, play the hand. I came to turn it up a notch, smash niggas off the top. Man, you the type of dudes that'll talk to cops. I walk the block looking for a change in life. Ain't never gonna work till you change your stripes. The game is trite, you can't even trust your friends. And they wasn't even friends till you bought the bands. It's all pretend, show you where it all begins. Had to start from the bottom, turn ones to 10's the Huns, the best man wins the sum. Mike bump a young bird off the gin and rum. They end your fun, out front busting guns. Then wonder why the man keeps saying we dumb. I pray we become ones that can show respect. Not ones that can show how to blow they check. I show the deck, laced with the ace and king. Had to get a new team, go and chase the ring. I walked it all, set screens, pass the ball. Cats sit back waiting for they cash to fall. Last to call, I don't even ask for shit. I just work hard, nigga. I'm the last to spit, they off the bed. I'm late night off the head. Cats bitch made, niggas need to cross their legs. It's often said, the man that'll work the most is the one that'll win when the race is close. you know, I keep running for myself. I keep telling myself I don't need nobody else. Just do it by myself and expand the wealth. Ain't nothing you can do, play the hand you dealt. I keep running for myself, I keep telling myself I don't need nobody else. Just do it by myself and expand the wealth. Ain't nothing you can do, play the hand you dealt.
It's always nice to hear a comeback album after many, many years of an artist stepping back in, sounding as fresh, sharp and original as ever, and that's Rasko. We'll probably get him on the show next week. Well, this week has been quite an eventful week for myself, again. I was caught by the fuzz, you might say, this week. I spent a sizable amount of time on Thursday, sat in numerous police cars, police stations. I made some new friends. I'll tell you more about it later on in the show. I'm not proud of it. If this was Westwood, I'd be like, understand that? Yo, the cops! They had a good point, actually. It's rare that you ever hear somebody say that. This happened to me, the police. And they had a very good point. I should not have been doing that with an asparagus in Argos.
Okay. It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time.
All right, get smiling, people. The weekend's here and it's going to snow its arse off all across the UK. So that means maybe, just maybe, we might be able to squeeze a day off next week. Anybody out there in Europe, let us know what the weather's like now.
When the lights go down in the city, we still up tipsy, flip a 10-inch screen to Big Willie the Dream. Look around, people are bucking, my part is played, freeze for the bean, parlaying, double or nothing, staying mad, humble, arrogant strut, though, it's cutthroat, killing the touch, dough, illa whips, trucks and boats, rode a bus home broke, known a couple, no name, this is strip ridiculous, flown to Vegas and tips, strippers overall, a good dude, prone to brawl like Pops, now I work at your job, he goes and golfs, in a good mood, skewing the blueprint, get a crackulating, end the waiting, shower sink. Singing with burners, acoustic words and music. Studios, school honor rolls, resumes, cheap chain, cooling my collarbone, call him a problem. It's God sent 5 years, many fell off since. I'm right here, yeah.
For all the lady crew. Shout out to Sheepa, where you gone, Sheepa? I know you're a slow cooker, but come on, man. 3 weeks.
Come to the bloody beam, motherfucker. I'll make you a believer. And your niggas is bitch. I call you click divas. I'm the giver, you're the receiver. In this actual life, I'll splice my wicked dream. Hit y'all niggas up nice. Two on my waist for these two face. Hit them with the toothpaste grace. Didn't give a fuck about your screw face. From the boom bass chase. Facing your life flash. Let's keep the heat on smash. That flame aimer like Damon to make a nigga dash. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I pop pussies like a finger. Fuck talents drawn from an armed hoodie. Around my way, niggas. Know me as a lifer, soap in a sock of knife. I am a hit your ass screwdriver. I watch the cops, cause they watch for me. I still hot scotch in the block from the top of the key. I catch wreck like a pop lock and stop in my neck. And keep my middle finger up when I'm rapping my set. Check it, I think like I'm 40, yet I spit like I'm 16. And niggas up from both sides of the game like a split screen. He spit mean, what's team he hit with? The corner standing night, crawling motherfuckers playing them benches.
Dirt in the dash, in a least cheap seat, leather burning my back. See, we ain't trying to turn the tracks to a new dance.
It's a new day, waiting on a key call in the moving van. So many summers up at the lake, stuck in this place. Switch shifts, but never far enough away. Tired of working late, while George got a sly smirk in his face. American fantasy is a fortune of fate. Walking over, gotta eat, nothing bubblegum. Raising key, keep a little something, something under the tongue. Either you're jumping the gun or staying low. Substance supports cockiness. Watch your bitch, who you want it with. Too sloppy, obvious, you're novices. I'm loving it, you're in it for the image like McDonald's is. It's like a hollow tip, lyrical pistol whipping. Middles are risen, did it again.
It's either a genius high-pitched vocal break or reminiscence of a baby crying next door. D1, the wait is over. Oh man, it sounds like a coke rush. What do you reckon, DJ Ames? Is it a coke rush or what?
Yo, this is DJ Ames, the UK Mixtape Messiah. This is a coke rush right now.
Yeah.
Montana, I am rushing and you've turned me inside out.
Oh, nice one.
Now let's begin in it. Call me the Bat Lieutenant, cause I ain't that impressed by that car you rented. They try hard, I know they wanna fit in. I'm like, my God, learn how to grow some thick skin. You got the whip, rock the jewels and the fit. Go ahead and follow, I'll be rolling with my clique, burning incense. Yeah, they tried to call us yoga. A couple years later, set to take this thing over. I never rolled a rover in the hood like Hank Cobra. Trying to be patient, but I ain't your blood donor. It's Zumbi style, flip it, hit your head like cheap liquor. From the A to the Bay, had to leave to get bigger. We wanna blow it up, I call it coming up. Swing your tech, started bumping it, now we pump it up. Boom, bap, music, blood is running through my veins. Never been afraid, ain't scared to make a change.
Doesn't matter what they feel free, you can hate on me. I'm in deep to beat and you're taking over me.
They call me starving the grimy, conscious to Cosby. High feet of hip hop, I'm happy, I'm sorry. We rock the party, that's what you know. Change up my style, but the soul stays kudo. Don't believe me, you can kiss my culo. Synthesize funk from the keys of a Juno. Stay in one place, run the rat race. If you want, I'm a funk and freak your mind state to divine landscapes. Zumbi just chillin', Amp just chillin', Zion just chillin'. The clicks they building, one at a time. Every style that we flip gon' sharpen the mind. Half speed party rhyme, oh, deep in a sign. I'ma shine regardless, I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours, we gotta get through it. So open your pores and let the homeboy do it.
It's definitely been a week for diverse releases in terms of sound, and we're trying to represent that tonight. Just taking it one or two different levels.
I get sick with it, like my name E. Foley. I got the girl for styling, yo, they all my homies. Got Pac in my pocket, bitch, L in my pencil. Nas for my mental beat, I G's in my stencil. Short for the Mac and Rep, run, keep it cracking. Rock him to God, the 40 track slide. Ice Cube and Tribe, I got him inside. I open up my heart and let the soul provide. So open up your heart and let the soul revive. I open up my heart and let the soul provide.
Now, that little gap there just caught me off guard, but yes, men, it's a very eventful week. I know you're very ill. I'll try and do most of the talking. As a little police intervention, slight bit of intervention there. Appropriate beat for the story as well.
DJ.
You need to break down what happened. I'm curious, man.
Well, okay. I'm not proud of it, but this is what happened. Driving along, minding my own business. I noticed to the left, as I was just driving through a town, I noticed there's a police car hiding behind a garage. And I thought, well, I wonder what he's doing there. He must be waiting for somebody to, you know, commit a crime, do something wrong. I just drove past casually, and my black Honda Civic coupe, you know, doing it hard. You know, I got the boot broken. It's got like a big blue rope on it, which kind of says, pull me over. Because the boots probably won't close. So I've had to put this like rope around it. It looks really bad. But anyway, you know, just legendary look. And anyway, so I'm just driving along, and of course my exhaust is still broken. It's been broken for 4 months now, and it's just swinging around, nearly hitting the road. So you can hear me from about 8 blocks away. It's just like a lion. It's like a lawnmower driving down the road, my car. So other than that, there's no reason for him to pull me over. But no, he came bombing out like a panther. That's all I can describe. He came straight out behind me, and I'm at traffic lights, and I thought, oh, how do I hide this exhaust now? So I'm driving along. It gets better, by the way. It's not just he didn't pull me over just for an exhaust. And we're just driving along, and then blue lights came on, you know, Popo, you know, 5-0, tried gaffling me. So me being me, I jumped out the car and said, yep, is it about the exhaust? It happened 2 days ago. I really apologize. And he didn't say a thing. He got out the car. It took ages to get out the car. You know,
really?
Yeah, he wouldn't get out the car.
Also, what happened? What, he was just like pulled in and...
Yeah, he's behind me and he's just sat in the car looking. I'm outside the car. My hands are, you know, that open body language. And people must be driving past thinking, like, what's going on here? This man, like, threatening the police. And I was like, going, you know, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, the point is that eventually got out of the car. He didn't say a thing to me, walked over to my car. Took one look at the mess that was inside the car and said, do you live in this thing? Sorry, it's a bit messy. I thought, is that an offence now? Is he like going to go, I'm afraid, sir, that there's too many empty Red Bull cans in there. I'm going to have to... Anyway, so he didn't say a thing. And I'm thinking, what's going on? He goes, can you come with me into the car, please, sir? So I thought, here we go. Now, I got in there, and one thing that struck me, last time I was in a police car, they never had that technology, and you ought to see it now. You didn't have to ring through and PNC check and radio check and all that. All he does now is he's got this high-tech camera, which is just looking at your car. It scans your number plate, and like a scene from RoboCop, for all the over 25s, all your details come up, everything, at the side, like in text, just come flowing at the side of the camera. So he's got everything, and he goes, he's still not telling me what he's going to do. What's happening here? I don't know. He goes, I didn't pull you over for your exhaust. I said, what did you pull me over for then? I pulled you over because you've got no MOT. And I said, no. It expires at the end of the month, January. January the 4th. What? January the 4th. This happened about 3 days ago. Anyway, so the point being then, down comes the hammer of the law. I've got 9 points. So I'm three away. I've got 3 points and that's it. I'm disqualified. So anyway, at this point, I started to kick and scream a bit, and I overdid it a little bit. And this is
Uncle Murder style.
Not quite like that.
We could pretend, though. What happened? What happened next?
Oh, well, I don't want to talk about it on air, to be honest with you, because it's...
Okay.
It sounds as if I'm like going, you know, into the call for backup, you know, and there's
Yeah.
I got a bit angry. And
we can use our imagination.
Yes. That's anyway, I ended up at the police station. I ended up in like two or three cars eventually, then I ended up at the police station and... Proceedings will take force, and that's it then. So
that's not good, man.
No,
criminal,
not good at all. But anyway, speaking of criminals, don't forget this Monday we're going to be doing a show with Peter Rosenberg from New York. We've got the Three's the Magic Number. We've got Babita. I'm sure he's going to be full of life. Also, I think we've got a secret guest passing through the studio as well on Monday, so don't miss that. I think it's going to be 8 p.m. GMT, not 9 p.m. this time, but 8 p.m. GMT. And it's going to be all the way through to about 11 p.m. GMT on Monday, so don't miss that. I don't know why we stopped the music for that story, because I just realised halfway, I thought, I don't want to say all that. Sorry for wasting your throat there, man. Anyway, we'll talk hip-hop news straight after this one, then it's live guest time. It's Friday Night Live.
Let's get it. What the deal is, this your soldier. Spitting like December's up in North Dakota. Swearing at these niggas that you know is colder. Use a motherfucking lie, here's a couple fold.
Yeah.
Wake that ass up with tough as cobras. Venom, I tuck in the floor, will make you tuck your shoulders. A nasty nigga ain't much for letting ass pass me. So actually, you should cuff your hoes up. It's drastic, B, the stuff I'm talking to keep him from leaving with me. You need the luck of closure. Cause you suck, you drove rush. She won't in the spruce, she chucking you up the deuces over, yeah. And she ain't getting no money, no D in nerd. Just an extra value meal, it's a D in her. Yeah, it's you and I can make this. With sense on the beat, giving them reasons to hate us. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You better think about it. Uh-huh. You better think about it. Uh-huh. You better think about it. What? Yo,
She told him we'll get married one day. So he went to Jared by Subway. But Jared walks the Subway. Think about it, I ride it by the bulk. Incredible from Brazil to Guatemala like the Hulk. Which means that I'm going in. I'm in L.A. eating chicken salad at Chin Chin. And ain't no way to doubt it, I did a song with Snoop Dogg called. Yeah, that's no lie, you know that we so fried. When me and the you and I roll by Ventura Tempura, I got a pair of new kicks and probably some Lamar and Dolly. This grace in my body is gnarly. Thursday was about to call you and tell you that I got Coltrane on my wall too. But I called Mick and said and asked him what do.
Before there was love mixtape.
You and I. And of course, Sixth Sense. We're going to be talking to you and I tonight.
Let's go. In the quest to get dough like Jane, but not thy name, Lush. We the peroxide to your fresh wound, bubbling that cut till it's time to explode and leave your brain lush. See, London told me cool my temper, said the coach needs me all quarters. Little niggas mad cause they Bobby Boucher's and they only know how to serve water. Boy, you and I never been bougie. Back into your A order, call it a touche. You say, he say, she say bullshit. Go Twitter your tweets with your tweeting ass toothfish. Rather think about a range for an exchange and exotic shit. Getting brave. My sixth sense told me if I'm raw dogging it. Pause.
One or two listeners saying, when you kicked off the police, did you include the sentence, I worked so hard for that car? Did you cry? Yeah, I did, yeah. No, nothing like that. It wasn't a necro situation, but it was getting very close. You and I!
I got, you got, she got.
Yes, we flip into this one.
We
simply called Git Beats. Oh, wait, down, Mr. B, finally in tune.
We got all the time, man. Everybody got problems and issues. Black clouds following with you. The streets are true, you'll swallow it, spit you. What you gon' do when them hollow tips hit you? Got your own crew plotting to get you. The whole project's resent you, so they try to stop and prevent you. Commence to repent you back to the bench from where they sent you. Because you won't let them profit off of your potential. I must have came across this off in general. Even that of y'all motherfuckers must have lost your mentals. When I let the dogs out the kennel, might as well call it a Reynolds rat. No more problems, I solve them like that. I involve them in a trap, some revolve them in a gap. Some a drink away, they saw, get up tomorrow and yak. But there are no exceptions, it's a hard known fact. Everybody got, I got, you got, she got, he got, we got, all the time, man. Issues and problems, they sit and wish they could solve them. Try to make a switch from the bottom, but even rich people got them. It's not easy to spot them, they scheming and plotting, sleazy and rotten. Streets are watching, you leave me no option. A concoction of greed and evil, lethal is toxin. I'm bobbing and weaving like Fox and dodging the D's, but they clocking. Gotta outfox them, I lock them and make my way up to slossom. Playing possum, sitting back and wait for the day that I blossom like a flower. Devour you cowards in less than an hour. I'm blessed with the power, wet your chest like you fresh out the shower. Mental midgets are standing next to a tower. I overshadow my competition, just call me a soldier in battle. Jammo, pull out the barrel, blaze your saddles when the bullet travels. I got, you got, she got, he got, we got, all the time, man.
Problems to deal with, it's hard to conceal it. I'm starting to feel it. Shamrock is the smartest, the illest. I'm not the hardest, the realest, but my heart is the fearless. It feels like I'm a combination of an Oscar and Felix. The odd couple, you want trouble, I'll bring it on the double. If you don't wanna rumble, I'll be humble and subtle. The jungle's a struggle, we juggle them bundles.
come to home with a crack, got bombs and drunk stumbling uncles. These struggling brothers above you give you a bound and hug you, then tell you they love you. What the fuck is this world come to? I won't crumble if I stand tall and don't stumble. It'll be like I'm scoring, picking up my own fumble. I don't ever mumble, I'm never gonna succumb to these motherfuckers. I got, you got, she got.
Another thing that happened to me this week. Postwoman knocked at the door. There was a parcel that was too big for the letterbox. I opened the door. This old woman, she is. Big glasses bigger than her face. And I opened the door and she went squinting, looking at this big envelope. She went, "Conspiracy Worldwide Radio." And yep, that's us. Conspiracy Radio. And then she looked at me with her glasses nearly falling off her face. I went, yep. My hands slowly took it out of her hands. I went, yep, that's the one. Oh, thanks then. Ah. And she just walked off. So who knows what she's going to do with that information around these bitchy places.
What was it? What was it? I'm curious as to what it was.
It was somebody had slipped me a 12-inch. It was a 12-inch piece of vinyl. With loads of stickers.
12-inch what?
Piece of vinyl. I've never understood why people put like all the stickers in. You know, when they send stuff, they always like include like about a million stickers. I don't know why. I've got thousands of stickers, man. I'm just waiting to have a kid so I can like go, there you go, play with them. Because I don't know what I'm meant to do
good
with them
this week.
Maybe I'm just not into the scene hard enough. Maybe, you know, them stickers I meant to go around, you're putting them up, and you know, I don't know. I've just got a big collection of stickers, and they always seem to come when people send parcels. But
Buy them off you.
Not complaining. I put them on my wife's head. I just put them on her face. I see how my neck can fit on her face when she's asleep. And she wakes up going, oh, not again. Conspiracy World, what? I nearly said, wait there, say that again. I'm just going to get a microphone. We need you. I want a drop from my post lady. We'll put it on the show. But
you should have. Next time she comes around, do it.
I am. I'm going to catch when she's on a little bike. She nearly falls off a bike every day. She's one of these people that wobble on the bike. You ever seen people like that? When they're on the back, they don't look confident. Some people like look really, but no, she's wobbling and she's only, her whole life moves so, I don't think she'll ever die. She's so slow with everything she does. Even that
Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
But anyway, there we go. Listen, did you want to say something?
We live. Sorry.
We're live to over 100 countries at the moment.
Fuck the police. Sorry. Fuck the police, little Uncle Murder Inspiration there taking in.
I think, you know, you're quite right to say that at this point, but I think he was a bad influence last week. I think subconsciously that he had very bad influence on us. Me.
I think he did, yeah.
I honestly think that. I think if he'd not been on the show, I would have gone, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, yes. And how long do you want me to suck it for you, sir? Yep, no problem. I don't think there would have been a problem, but I just think because of his bad influence, I think it's right. I think you know, artists like him, they do have a bad influence. But it was a mixture of panic and not realizing that this could be the end. And I thought, well, might as well go out in a blaze of glory if I'm going to go out. So I'm not quite sure. I might be by this time next week or a couple of weeks. I could be moaning on the show when no longer got a car. There we are, 6 months or whatever. But I hope it's no more than that. But anyway, let's move away from that. You're quite right to make that statement. But going out to Daniel Barsh, there's an artist out there that's got a mixtape out at the moment. It's got some nice tracks on it. It's called Ambassador. But all the tracks, or most of them, are inspired by Jesus. See what you think.
It's my sneeze right here. It ain't nothing like a kick in a sand that a cave your chest in, except being saved and raised from death, man. Me and my whole crew.
Daniel, we want to know what you think of this.
When the credit hit the whole payment, that plan got up in my head like the rays of cat scans. Above the Christ diver from the grave, the cat's grin. Now we want to praise and rep him who sits on the throne, took on bone, paid the way. Let's bless him. The kid got picked and God gave a second birth. Had to occur since the verse was less than adequate. Adam made and mess with sin, swept us up in death, becomes a savior, dustpan. And we all went, so today effects can be seen in everything from AIDS to back cramps. From the way we aged, the death can be considered 100% accurate. It aims a yes plan.
I don't mean to be so violent, but we talk about sin and death.
Sin and death, the balls, that's for sure. You can say they're best friends. Can't beat them balls if you played your best hand. On our best day, we're a mess, man. God's not pleased, just like me, when Sprint displays their best plans. This is not the kind of way you lay on rap fans. I only do it cause I love the way it happens. To usher in the course and the way that that spins. The gap between us and God is graceless, black pins.
Come on, give it up. You should clap your hands.
As I walk through the streets, my antennas are raised up. I see all the beef and all the people that's blazed up. Girls got the bodies to slay us. You gotta be godly and in the face of those bodies gotta be weighed up. Must be determined, determined a girl displays what her mama gave her. Cause you know mama gave her my hey, bruh. You know the deal is for real, but I know a savior who'll save us from the presence of sin. One day he'll say, no. For now we're in the barbershop, they're killing the shape of dudes. Chilling, but wait, not feeling the savior. A chaser, the world's got them feeling that paper. Want money sky high, so they build them a scraper. It's a digital age, so the kids are just raised up to sit. Video games just killing their brains, but nobody wants to read black print on a paper. Rather click and drag, surf, or be sent on a caper. Or get hooked up and make mad men wanna date her. But please let me reintroduce myself. I'm nobody trying to tell everybody about a somebody who could save anybody. In the lobby, in the store, or at the mall, I'm headed for the cross. I'll begin it at the fall. I'm looking for Nicodemus, a woman at the well. I'm in Philly, so maybe I'll meet a woman at the bell. We could talk liberty, we'll talk and then I'll tell her of a God that doesn't want to toss us into hell.
Into hell. Yeah, the Bible says that God doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. Gospel, baby.
Lord, give me some balls that are able to listen. Our mission will be fishing, but give Satan a swift hand. Keep him at bay the day that we slip, man. That lion is swift, his grip was able to rip, man. But you're the Lord Jesus Christ, ain't no if and. So maybe he gets crushed on the day when your fist lands. You're a king, you're a lord, you're a good friend. You got a good plan, I've tasted others and it's bland. The world's sinking in a quicksand, thinking that they're walking on their own. They don't know you blown a kickstand. I played in this land, I put faith in this man who rock nails in a place where we rock the wristbands. If it's rhyming you like, take a listen. I can keep rhyming all night. What good is it, fam, for you to die without Christ? Even the hood is his end. Even the hood will die if they're not in the book of his lamb.
That's interesting what you say there. If we look at the Bible.
Shout going out to Daniel Barch, the legendary name. I bet he never thought Daniel Barch in his life he'd have a philosophical debate with Buckshot from Duck Down. But it happened in 2008. Next guests are coming. Oh.
This is what we gonna do right now. Yeah, we gonna dispel some myths of these MCs that come out. Say that they push the snow, pushing weight. Yeah. Niggas is clowns, man. Glorifying that shit. This is hip hop, man. Still
If you've had any brushes with the law recently, let us know. ConspiracyWorldwide@gmail.com.
Be known that most of y'all niggas is clones. Cash your stones, I blast your phone. Rast is grown, if niggas wanna flash the song. None is sharp, too many want the guns to spark. None is smart, 10 years spitting it clear. Time waits, birth hostile right in your ear. Alcatraz, Dick Swan, theory part one. On them fans wanna criticize, took it too far on them. Over par on them, getting green since 18, nigga. I'm the best you ever seen, nigga. Feast your eyes, rise is the least surprise. When cats fall off, I am not at all soft. I done took shots and held my ground. Kept my sound and never let them take me down. Standing tall, and even when the grounds were small, I had love for the art form, too much hard form. Cats is trash, talking about the gats can blast. Go to the streets and see how long you last. Not for long, if you really shoveling snow, you should have dough. What the hell you rapping for? I tell you why, you did it cause it sounded good. You a street cat, but nowhere around your hood. What you teaching to the kids, my dude? Give them a chance instead of putting crack in their hand. Fuck your plans, everybody got a little weak tape to sell. I just won't buy it cause they fake as hell. Raps is sick, you niggas on some plastic shit. Mannequin men, you should never look at a pen. Spare the world, you cats need to fold your tent. A foul loader with the oldest scent. A slow descent, it's back to the ground for y'all. Don't trip, I just had to put it down for y'all. It's like this.
Throw it down, Catherine. Locked in each and every single time. Hope you're doing alright tonight. Shouting out to Sean, also locked on. Out there in California. Locked on in his office at work. Wherever you're right now, wherever you are right now, I should say, we welcome you to the show. All right, Fresh Dell.
Hello.
Dell the Funky Homo Sapien.
I interpret things precisely, pick them apart. My day start with art. Foul remarks are met with the tart attitude. That is rude, boy, buddy, embark on a journey where the tumbling dry keeps turning. I'll be burning the midnight oils. Computer screen blaze when my ideas coil. I'm a Leo, I veto my ego. When I greet all my peoples, I see through the evil. Can't outfox this, I'm cautious of dive stoppers. Who pop, they chop us. No go, I said so. You're flaky like the outside bread on an egg roll. Diesel, the measles, you don't wanna catch those. Slap foes, that bros, welcome to the black hole of soul. Act now, unless you cracked out. My mouth spit math out, hope you don't pass out. And we can do this with a bit of
jump out, bro.
The shit grow back, slicker than Kojak. Blaze up a dro sack just so I can get in the mode. Black hoes act difficult, shit they pull just cause they geek inside. Like speaking lies, I'll ignore them. Symptom of boredom, whores come in dozens. Plus they a dime a dozen, no time to front. Better find them something. My motto is don't be saying shit you don't be doing. And you won't be ruined. I don't be fooling. I hope these useless gooses stop the foolishness. The excuses merely lead to my conclusive clairvoyance about affairs of enjoyment. Of hoes trying to snare him, a billionaire boyfriend. Bitch, your pussy is not gonna hold me. Mind calisthenics is my whole motif. My flow go deep. Know those streets from the solo creed. Know those beats, yo, don't sleep. That's how you get taken unaware. Shaking for a share, hating on a player. Never wanna look toward, just sit there and look bored. Ain't got the nerve to be materialistic when knowledge ain't nowhere on their wish list. And then they blow their whole goal. Don't even recognize inside their own soul. And then they blow their whole goal. Don't even recognize inside their own soul. And we can do this with a bit of
jump out, go.
I want y'all to really get with it. Let it hit you in the
play. So just bear with me through that time. It's only this play. Come on. And we can do this with a bit of love. I want y'all to really get with it. Let it get together. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Out of sight. I knew you could. So let's roll and get down with this.
Oh, wait, down Mighty Joe. Just checking the inbox right now. Just me. Big shout going out to you. Thank you for your kind words. Yeah, it's been a difficult week, you know? But we are live and direct right now. Rapidly approaching midnight inside the UK. And we're just lining up our next guest tonight.
Patriots 2. Espionage, like ball with night guards on a Rick barge with 10 frogs and the sauce playing cards. Just another day on the job. We draw straws to determine point guard. They got stripes, we got stars. Legendary spit, 1776. It's no option for the enemy to quit. Every hit is uplinked to a memory chip. Every 1 minute, 10 seconds, 70 ticks. Welcome to the top of the earth. Your compass don't work. I'm telling you where we are, but you still not certain. The first colder than killer cobras over Jehovah. Delta soldiers in camouflage, color Kubotas. Free fall off the snow cliff before the post shift. Delay pulling your ripcord longer to get the closest. Master of the azimuth, codename Captain Classic. Transmit back to Sergeant Radcliffe. Sergeant Stone came up with an excellent tactic. It's an FBCB2, now you practice. Astro like plastic, black squad automatics. Nobody can match it, I demolition rappers. I know you elite, I know what you doing. I know who you are, you know where I'm going. The Ripper paints the picture, lyrically drawing it in Cartesian coordinates, I'm already part of it. Give me a sec, pause the shit. Take a breath from your waterboard torch on the top of the monolith. Divine lineage line, split from the vine. Neuropeptides get high off millennium wine. Female gender search, predator lurks in the black hearse. Through the desert dirt to the end of the earth. Climb aboard the vessel of an unknown metal. Controlled by off-road rebels, working for the devil. I'm a patriot, I say it like I mean it. Said the whole rhyme using circular breathing. Are you a patriot? Say it like you mean. Tell them how you train even when you won't lead. I'm a patriot, I'm a patriot, patriot. Yo, bitches, I train between spotlights and with a toast tip. Through the pain, see my one and only, blow me a kiss. I'm the young vet, hungry for next, beat the pressure build. In memory of old Burial Hill. Flyness, dressed to kill. Bitch, never misjudge what the kid got under his belt. City slicker, rip the jackets, allegiance is born. The more you sweat and practice, the less you bleed and more. Upper body cut, always on the run, feet are sore. Read more, better myself, teach them all. Freedom fight. A paranoid tabloids, midnight rider with the 5 o'clock shadow, bad boy. Close black, avoid close ties, stay in the move. Legendary the name, the face like deja vu. Martin, Benjamin, Martin, Marksman, we elite. You a weed in a gentleman's garden. Luck of the Irish is mixing with Mexican boxing. Hate on a patriot, we get offended in Boston. Renegade, I've been in training since 98 and I'm ready, waiting, got him behind the 8 ball, it's over. That's all, so just said it like I meant it. The heart of history, give me liberty, you're a debtor.
Of course, D1 Cannabis.
Yeah. It's that real shit, nigga. Yo, I'm not the one to be toyed with. No focus is far from a lame. You disrespect me, I'ma make a mockery out your name. There ain't a nigga on the surf that can keep me contained. I'll extinguish any competitor that claim it's been flames. You ain't part of my game. This that hardcore raw. I kick in the door like Big Papa waving the fours. Get on the floor, zap sucker, give me that all. I don't sell drugs, but I'ma take that gate for the draw. Tell my capitalist, and get papers at the top of my list. You little fuckers don't know half of the shit I've been through. All I know is hard work pays off. There's a million and one rappers trying to lay some off. I was raised, learn, obey the ways of the jungle. Some get the light of day, get afraid. Then they fumble, tackle, mumble, jumbo. Shit is dead, niggas swear they can rap. And all they talk about is busting their gas.
I'll break your fucking finger, homie, point that shit in my direction. I can't see a session, give your Holy Spirit a correction. My mental is flexing, it's thrusting and throbbing. I mastered the jargon, y'all done ain't well, my niggas been starving. But now your reign is over, it's the last supper, make room at the table. It's time to slay niggas like Cain at the Abel. I'm ready and able to rock with these labels, be more than just stable. Cause trust me, I eat up the livest nigga in the state. It's the return of that real shit, I'm about ready to flip. Pass me the tool so I can empty this clip. And no fool these whack niggas saying corny and shit. Focus and Gene Collins, so what's fucking with this?
My flows be sick, see I can blow the OG dick. Too good on my gun, stutter like Joe's remix. Cut niggas with Obi-Wan Kenobi shit. Celebrate with a glass of Hen and a bogey, bitch. Made back in the cozy six, you know me, bitch. I'm the thug the criminals love, he's soft like the gentlest drug. Speak it direct, fuck subliminal slugs. It's beating rabbit, Maybelline magazine reading. Faggot magazines in your spleen, have you bleeding rapid. Fuck your team, lead a scene with a steaming ratchet. They could call a SWAT team for the screams and racket. Dumb bitch, I punish your clique. I rock slumbers and shit, full account be 106. That's a Mac, one revolver. For any rap nigga attacking the Godfather, let them cast know we lava. Play clown, confound faith down in the fucking harbor. Slugging your starter, spark steakhouse to carvers, nigga. What?
Yeah, it's the return of that real shit. I'm about ready to flip. Pass me the tool so I can empty this clip. And all for these whack niggas saying corny and shit. It's Focus and Gene Collins, so what's fucking with this?
Time change, nigga. Little kid, I'm saying. Wait, it's over. Focus, yeah, man. Yeah. Lord, you records.
Been strongly advised by some wise listeners not to talk about police type things on air, because now of course the government have a record of everything. Of course this show is being recorded, ready to be podcast, but everything we type, everywhere we go, anything you do, because that's the kind of misconception that we've had for years about the internet. When you're locked away Zonde style with your curtains closed, you just think, you know, you're all alone, it's just you and the net, nobody knows. But it's probably one of the most public things you can ever do is use the internet.
S.O.U.L. purpose. You know what I'm saying? Here with my man Static Selector. I call him Statique.
Come on, where you at?
Sometimes just get a good beat, get some good rhymes, and you put them shits together, and you explain shit. You run it down the line. You know what I'm saying? And in this case, we're gonna run it down the line.
I'll take it back to the essence.
My presence is a result of pivotal lessons that I gathered in my travels. Unravel critical sessions, curses and blessings is needed for feeding a balance.
Yin and yang in a challenge.
Chalices burning over elders discussing pilot tricks I'm living in.
You hearing or you listening?
If you only hugging blocks and pitching, then you limiting yourself. While I broaden my horizon surroundings, everybody dances to a different drummer pounding. Sounding 808 each other's ragtime. No timeouts is subbing in my game, but this is halftime.
Hold the right, there's more to life. Longer right
holds more weight. Fuck who got jewels and holds more weight. I tell every last time I'm good to the last line. Shake for me and wine, I blast like a landmine.
Wear a crown as I'm sitting on thrones,
made of porcelain, of course it's cause I'm shitting on domes. Yo,
you and she was in the position that I'm in.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
Cause I keep cream, I'm large on the street scene.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
You and she was in the position that I'm in.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
Trying to have the city on lock.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
Been up for 30 and change, exhausted as hell.
Chin up,
worked through the pain so hard you could tell.
See up,
stress in my eyes, quite often I fell.
But beat up,
want to get up, worth way than a mill.
I speed up,
and slow it down around 100 and chill.
I re up,
cause of hunger, wonder why should I ill?
When I
got it on smash, I gun for the kill.
Better,
could do it again and again and I will.
Less I
lay in the coffin, no pen than it's
sealed, but even then my pen extends again, reveal and a real. Some see lies with eyes, yet believing it still. Some bitches swear they look so cute, get by with a meal. Some shorties swear they eating when they whining with steel. I'd rather illuminate your mind, inclined to shine with some skill. It's all real, self-contained in my lane. I don't rhyme, I don't flow, I don't spit, I explain.
You wish you was in the position that I'm in.
Where you at?
Soul purpose.
Cause I keep creeping.
Preposition.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
You wish you was in the position that I'm in.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
Trying to have the city on lock.
Where you at? Come on, where you at?
Just lining up guests, making them pick the phone up. Naughty neighbors. Shouting out to Cutmaster Kurt if you're out there. Contact the studio, please, as arranged. As we move into this one, get very serious. Atom the Immortal.
Knowledge of the Egyptians, the Jews, Muslims, and Christians, mind civil engineers and Aztec inscriptions, algorithmic encryption in the heart of Japan, the number of bits my brain transmits you can't scan, Shannon information forming from my mind's command, quantum computational thought changes the finite states of animation that my brain housing encases, deeper than political infiltration of Masons and more amazing than interpretations of Copenhagen, Adam the Immortals and constellations, took the sword of Orion to cut through the phallus of the pagan. You worship false methodology, making a hidden tautology into a pillar of biology. Mankind didn't result from random astronomy, but from a process of intelligent teleology, the bridge between science, thought, and theology. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion.
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, giveth to all life, breath, and all things, that they should seek the Lord, though he be not far from every one of them. For in him we live and move and have our being, for we are also his offspring.
Them southern cats ask me what it do, well Adam hits you with the Latin nationalism of Pedro Albizu. Compost, the way I drop bombs with him, you swear I was training Iranian militant men. The will of Hashem, I could leave your city destroyed like a village in the Chiapas after Marcos deployed. Son, I'm from that IE hustle where cats will leave you dead in a scuffle covered in shells like crab muscle. Adam ain't bad at the bone, Adam is bad at the genome. Rippin's against with a freestyle poem and the lyrics I own. Homes like a sword in the stone, found a fountain of living water like Ponce de Leon. Yo, sectoral mangle your rhymes like a thousand arrows shot at an angle launched at the exact same time, hitting the same target with the precision of laser guidance. Forget kindness, fighting the Sector 7 Alliance. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion. We praise the Iron Lion of Zion.
For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought to remember.
Definitely a name to Google. Atom the Immortal.
He will judge
without the Yorkshire accent. Atom Mortal. Atom the Immortal. Search him out. As we push on.
Roddy Brown, what's up, man?
Definitely feeling this beat. Roddy Rod. Money on the money on the clock, even.
Yeah, let me show these bammers I rap, Rod.
Glasses Malone coming.
Back up on the track, no other than that dude to represent the Cap Merlin and that crew. Low B, low key, not anymore, Joe. High note stamp, but result of the fast moves. Bit on my ground like, some time now. Past dues pay, yeah, got me some credit, but I refuse to wind down. Last moves may have me overseas, get cheese for the records. Which I call the tour, man, I call it a free stay. Packing up the club, Joe, even on weekdays. They say I'm a savior rap. I hit the stage when I rap. The crowd praise me like it came on a free stay. Basically, that means that they
got faith in me to rock nobody in a place to be. And they should, yo, cause I done see a man of the cloth. But me, my head tight, damn, I'm a boss. I'm EQing, my beat down low. My man, he EQing. His body rocks, yo, he know what he doing. And we gon' keep moving cause the buzz is gone. And they Odyssey, remember the O, we all good. Got flow, two shoes, got mouth to be. Got times all the time, I'm about my teeth. Yeah, that IP, just give me the time. Money on the clock,
but it still is good.
Money on the clock, just give me the time. Money on the clock, just give me the time. What to do? Time is money, just give me the time. What to say? Time is money, just give me the time. Okay.
Oh, flow awesome. I don't wear jewels, I spit them. Flossing, listen, that's something that a dude do when he ain't used to chips that often. To me, that's awkward. A grown man gotta have grown grands. Funds like sons, so I guess I'm an old man. Oh, man, I'm sewing his own man sound. Touchdown, 2 feet in both hands. In other words, I'm all in it. Split the limits of sky, I'm flying up to visit. And gather up the clouds, and I'm making my own home. So when you stir up, you mean mugging the whole zone. I knew y'all looked up to me like bad seats. You movies are back seats with groupies. Ladies, who got that you down. Not for the cars, but draws a Mercedes. My fellas know what it's go down opposite when you on the up and up. I mean, they say opposites attract. I'm only spitting on the facts so I can kick the back. Get the gist of that, you good, you don't, you whack. As simple as that, and seldom am I understood. I roll through the hood like that. I got a nice guy rep, I don't need no strap.
I got flow, two shows, got mouth to be. Got times all the time, I'm about my teeth. Where's that IP, just give me the sign.
Roll it down, Johnny at Podomatic. Definitely on the case. Once again, big shout out to Johnny at Podomatic. Johnny.
Come on, go home now.
All right, Glasses Malone just about ready.
Give me some of that.
As we flip into this one, KRS-One, Fat Lip. And Amani, a partial reunion for Farside. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Where the hip hop go? The freestyle flow. The beats that bring your fist through your face like, oh shit. Make you hold your dick. Golden era hits. I try to tell these kids. Respect the architect, but all y'all wants to collect the check. See this beat here, I hurt your neck. You gotta put in work to catch the wreck. Like when I first started, I was wholehearted. But now the game became dearly departed. Billboard charted, artists get retarded. When them checks come, I still respect some. Russell Simmons for president, let's elect them. Who's the next to come with the new ish? It's the nigga you wish, Fat Lip-ish, fresh and replenished.
Gimme some of that.
Of an older pro, y'all know what the show. All you hear is oh and whoa, and of course ho. And yo, turn up my flow. I am hip hop. You don't know, you too slow. Hey bro, I'm dope because I say so. I seek truth like Plato and kick ass like Kato. There ain't no MC or rapper with Chris flow. Y'all just wanna get though, but love's gonna get yo. I spit slow, hit low, been dope from the get go. When rappers walk past the blast, they tiptoe. Your chick know and your click know. The spirit of my sick flow will open your mind really quick, yo. I'ma switch flows while y'all switch clothes and hoes. Then you wonder why Chris close all the shows. I stay on my toes as hip hop grows from the under. Welcome to hip hop culture.
Give me some of that.
Baby, give me some of that.
Baby.
Thunder sounds and beats and rhythms, and gather round in the cypher to get down. Give it all you got.
got, nigga, putting your shit down. But nowadays it's funny how they don't say shit now. Power to the people pioneering this shit. Ripping the mainframe, aiming to get hold of these chips. From anonymous tips, keeping the hip hop dipping when the needle skips. And inject soul affection like collagen lips. Polished and perfect for the circuit as a Cadillac dips. Lacing the track makes you wanna take it back, boy. I didn't know you was gonna rock that shit like that, boy. Some skills we never lack. When you got hot shit, they wanna ride Biggie back. But when you back, everything fades to black. And that's hip hop, it'll drive you crazy. Say what,
baby, baby. Gimme some of that.
The question is, I mean, this is the sort of song that you just feel good that you like hip-hop, you know, you love the culture, you love the music when you hear this sort of song, but I wonder if there'll ever be a time, just think about this, everybody listening, do you think there'll ever be a time when you get too old for hip-hop? Do you think that time will come where you'll just think, why the hell did I like that music? Do you think that ever will come? Or do you think you literally will be 75 still checking all the blogs for the latest albums? Do you think that's going to happen? Can you picture us all now at 70, 85 years old, still searching for the hip-hop new album? What do you recommend? If there's any old listeners out there, and I'm talking old, I'm talking like anybody over the age of 105. No, anybody over the age of like 80 or 70, 60 even, just call us up. If you like the show, if you like hip-hop, call us up. Don't call us. What am I talking about? Email us even. Wrong station. conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. That's conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. If you are over 70 and you listen to the show and you still love hip-hop, I just wonder if that day will ever come, and I wonder what age it happens. You know, is it a 40s thing when you just go, what the hell was I doing for 30 years of my life? But anyway, will you get too old for hip-hop? I know I won't get too old talking to this next guy. His name's Glasses Malone. I have a feeling that a lot of our UK listeners, our late-night UK listeners, won't be familiar with the work of this guy, but I think everybody out in the US will be. He's making a lot of noise at the moment. He's about to make a lot more noise in 2009, and more importantly, he appears on the album we were talking about at the start of the show with Record Kings. He's on that album, so we'll get into that, talk a little bit about that, but mainly talk about, you know, these early days. A lot of interesting things happen in terms of affiliations and labels, and according to my source, I'm sat here right now, this may be incorrect, but he's affiliated now with Who Bangin', of course, Mac 10, etc., and Cash Money. He's on Cash Money as well. All sorts of things going on. I want to try and unravel it all now as we bring him onto the show. Glasses Malone. Let's bring him on. Friday Night Live, Conspiracy Worldwide. Still to come, UNI, Cutmaster Kurt and Cool Keith, and many, many more people.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'll just very quickly try him again. He is sat there by his phone, he told me, so he's probably just nipped for a slash, as we say, out here in the UK.
Your call has been...
Okay, he must have nipped for a poo instead of a slash. Right, we're going to play another song then, and then we'll try him again after this one. Glasses Malone on his way.
Everybody working, making, digging, bulldozing. I guess that sufferers suffer at the same rate. In an age of madness, to expect... to be untouched by madness is a form of madness. But the pursuit of sanity is a form of madness too.
Oh, it's kicking off, man! As we get nice and heavy, set the scene for Glasses Malone tonight.
I'm at your funeral service. If I said anything less, then it would be a disservice. Have your mom in a black dress she can't even purchase. I'm the son of a bastard sword and I'm burning through churches. So faith, fuck you, pay me like I'm back to basics. Cadillacs, Nautica sweats, Gucci links, and Asics. So I'm too famous, asking C-74. Super cup and click, 200 push-ups before the morning call. Feel my pain, homie, it's called intuition. I'm like 9-11 on mics, it's controlled demolition. Sipping Guinness with the heroin pills, medicine binges. Switch it up like Ozzy when he went from denim to fridges.
Fresh Gore-Tex.
I sell rock to cats and lawyers, judges and masons, rock stars, 1981 Steve's like Dick O'Kasic. Taste the bakery stuff and throw it to crack packs. Laser weapons, infrared, flipping up hatchbacks. Money launderer over the border is daily ass cap. The mothership exhumed the projects with just a single zap. 2012, the kingdom collapsed, bare facts. Total anarchy, it's the truth, you get your pants clapped. Pale Nazarene, spitting thoughts, the rabbi's clean. The magazines are Mac 11, dirty needles with the soil of green. Synagogue black leaves, give beats like Sun Farrow, Canarsie the Malibu and the beige camos. Drug music for thugs, execution is on. My grandma raised Henry Hill, how the fuck could I go wrong? I've been doing shit so long, for mad years. Seen heads buried at the cemeteries, dead careers. I break bread with cannibals, crooks and rapists. Project vagrants, I bring the plague, homie, it's devastation. Rolling Dutchess and bombing fluid is Henry. You can ask your kid, you know me from Farragut, Sonny runs the delis. Heavy metal legend, Israeli with six Uzis. Teaching the youth how to roll blunts and fuck groupies. Never snitch, take Jimmy's advice and die rich. Bring lines for the ditch, six shovels and never trust a fucking bitch.
Okay, let's try them again.
It's the Found It Out Live Show. If you just joined us, we're going to call the Glasses Below now.
Yo, yo.
Yo, Glasses Below, welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Yes, yes. What up with it?
Yeah, how you doing, man? You alright?
I'm good, man. Just, you know, chilling, running around LA, loving the sun. You know, the only place you get sunshine in the winter, it don't even matter.
Oh, man, you're so blessed to be living there. Do you know what we've got coming to the UK? We've got the storm of all storms. We've got a blizzard, a snow cloud on its way this week.
Wow. For real? That's crazy right there. Like, how many days do them type of storms be lasting and shit?
How many days do we have storms like that? Sorry, man. We have them all the time. This is what it's like in the UK. It's either grey or, you know, we have extreme weather. Have you been out here? Have you been out to the UK?
Nah, I'm going on my first trip in May, you know what I mean? I've never been there, you know what I mean? But, like, I always hear about it, man. I hear it's a lot more crazy than I ever thought it was, so I can't wait to go, but... Yeah. I say I got blizzards. That's crazy. We ain't never, you know, I've never seen snow in LA.
Never, ever.
Never, not in LA. Never one time. I can never remember.
Yeah. Wow, man. Wow. But anyway, listen. Let's cut to the chase and get into it now. Hang on. I'm not quite sure what that sound is, but okay. 2009 then looks as though it's going to be a really blessed year for yourself. But before we touch on what's coming this year, let's just take people back. I've got a feeling that there'll be some people out in Europe that aren't fully familiar with the way that you came up, the history. It's a very, very, you know, vivid, colourful history when we look take it back. I mean, you started out traditionally associated with Black Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And of course,
Game, you'd... 4 Cent, Face, Big Face, 100.
And of course,
I mean, the whole crew, Game, Big Face, 4 Cent, everybody, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, what year was that? Was it like 2004, 2005?
Yeah, 2004.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that was real crazy back then, man. That was like, that was the Game really broke out, you know what I mean? And then 4 Cent was alive, and I mean, it was crazy, man. Like, it was 2003, 2004, just watching his situation come to pass was just crazy, you know what I mean? I remember compared to walking around and nobody knowing this dude to walking around and everybody knowing this dude, you know what I mean? So that was crazy to watch happen, you know? I remember when it was just him and Dre, you know what I mean? And people wasn't really caring, and then it was him and 50, and it just, the world just couldn't believe it, you know what I mean? And it was crazy to see that happen, man. Like, firsthand, being there, you know, like first row seats to the game.
Yeah, how did it feel to see that? I mean, were you glowing all the time? Were you feeling great about this? I mean, like you said, this guy's been next to you all the time. You know, he's been right with you, and suddenly now, there he goes, and right to the top.
Honestly, man, it was just like amazing, because it was so long since the West Coast had a superstar. You know what I mean? Like somebody that actually put on for the coast. I mean, before then, you're talking about the last superstar, you know what I mean, that was kind of put out there was Exhibit. You know, he had been around, but it was just, he was the last one to actually get his mainstream opportunity, and that was with the Dr. Dre 2001 project, and from then on. So, you talking about, we hadn't seen no actual new blood, man, since, I don't even remember, man. It's been so long since we actually had a new rapper that the world hadn't heard of. So, like, for that to happen for him, man, and the way in the, how big it was, that shit was crazy, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, you know what I mean? And I was happy for the dude, man. The dude worked hard. I used to see him struggling. I used to see him going through all of the label dramas and, you know, all of that stuff. And when it finally worked out for him, you know, you couldn't be nothing but happy.
No, exactly. And it's what happened to him and what is still going on with the Game, you know, it's a legacy. You know, it is a legacy, and it'll be looked back on.
It will be
looked back on in time.
Yeah.
Now, around about 2005 then, there was this Sony Records signing. You signed to Sony Records. It was a big amount of money that was handed over to you right then.
Yeah. That was my big deal right there, man. You know what I mean? And changed my life and changed my whole view towards the music industry and the music business, and definitely made me believe anything was possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You turned down offers as well, didn't you? You turned down a lot of other major labels who were trying to get you signed. Like Interscope, Def Jam.
Atlantic, you know, Capitol, you know what I mean? Even Lupe Fiasco, First and 15th, that's my dude. He was trying to sign me at that time, you know what I mean? He believed in me. You know, SRC, you know, it was crazy, man. I got a lot of contracts. I promised myself when I get my album out, I was going to try to frame them all. You know, I think it was about 8 of them I got. So I wanted to frame them all, just, you know, no matter if I sell 10 records or 10 million, you know, 10, you know, 100 million. Like, at one time, I just remember that the whole world was just like, man, I want to sign G Malone.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when
Sony... I remember creating that type of, that anxiety without a label helping me, you know, besides the independent of Big Face and Game and them, you know what I mean? So, that was crazy.
Yeah. And Sony, they captured you. Now, it was rumored it was one of the biggest exchanges of money in terms of deals back in 2005, what they gave you. How much did it end up being? What was the price?
The total deal was $1.7 million, you know what I mean? That was for everything, and I was deep into the five figures with it, man. We was real high into it, and it was just crazy, man. It was, like you saying, it was unbelievable. You know, we couldn't believe it when it was happening. Like, it just was unbelievable.
Yeah. And the best thing, I mean, you were given your own imprint as well, weren't you? I mean, Blue Division. You know, you were given that.
Yeah.
You were allowed to run with that. So you had the creativity there.
Yeah.
I remember first hearing you on a mixtape, and forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, I think it was White Lightning Sticks, was it? Or White Lighting Sticks, that first original. I think it was 2005 mixtape.
Yeah.
And that did well. I remember it doing very well at the time. You sold, like, multiple thousand copies. I mean, was that kind of just in store? Was that online as well? I mean, did you have your online game going by then?
It was online, and it was at all the liquor stores and Wise Compton, you know what I mean, in the hood, like all the little hair spots, you know what I mean, all the barber shops, all the lowrider shops, you know what I mean, and everywhere that you didn't have to have a barcode to be in, you know what I mean. So then it just was like, it was just like a real big, it was a real Southern California classic, I can honestly say it. And no matter what I do, all my works always get compared to that because people feel like that was just crazy to hear it. You know, so like, yeah, that was my baby right there. I had a lot of fun making that album. It was a lot of hardship. It was a lot of hard work. You know, me, my boy Guido, you know, we got in there, man, and we banged that out, man. The Big Face artistically kind of helped guide us. And, you know, G-Rod had an idea to sell it, and my brother Pooh, you know, been down from day one. And me and Guido went there and made White Lightning. We gave him the product to sell, man. We put it on the block and got money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sony record thing, I remember there was the Crack mixtape as well. I remember that was before White Lightning Sticks.
That was a deal that kind of that was kind of like the people, that was kind of what people was hearing at first. That was me and a couple of my partners. We did it together. And that was kind of really the real final stance there that made me believe, like, you know what, I need to do my own full-length CD.
Yeah, yeah. Now, with the Sony deal, I mean, your first album, The Beach Cruiser, I mean, it was meant to come out early 2007. Then you had the change of labels. I mean, what happened there? You ended up with Cash Money and Hoobang, you know, I believe you're with today. What happened with that?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened with that switch over then? Just talk us through that.
Sony Urban actually went defunct. Like, they switched upside down. So all the labels, all the artists, either you was with Swiss to Columbia and Epic. And, like, it left a bad taste in my mouth being signed to a New York label because New York is so far and they got their own thing going on. So they couldn't see all of the great things I was doing out here in Los Angeles and Oakland and Seattle and Portland on the West Coast. So they didn't know exactly how to deal with me. And Epic was the West Coast side of it, but you know, Epic is like famous for Michael Jackson. They don't really, you know, they don't really have a big history of doing rap acts. You know what I mean? So, like, they doing actually a good job. I think they got Nipsey Hussle now. They actually starting to do a great job with him. But like, at that time, I was like, you know, I can't see Epic knowing what to do with a gangster rapper of my caliber or what I was doing. So, I just tried to start getting off. Like, I wanted off at that time. You know what I mean? I wanted just off of the label. Take my shot at going to do something else, or, you know, putting out my own album independently at that time, like, I was just feeling.
Yeah. And I mean, with the buzz you created by this stage, with the mixtapes and with the deals and everything, and just being out there, just having the talent that you got, I'm supposing that, you know, people were again now fighting over getting you to sign up, and you ended up with Hoobangin and Cash Money Records.
Yeah, that was crazy, because at that time, like, Akon was, you know, he always been a real big fan and supporter of mine, so he was trying to put me on some ink, and, you know, at that time we had my brother, first one, Mac 10, just ended up doing a deal with me, and was in a random conversation with Baby, and Baby and just had to have a part in it, so they've been on a joint venture with my situation ever since, man, and it's been good, it's been work, man, a lot of hard work, but it's great, man, I can't even lie, man, the sky's the limit, definitely being signed, you know, with Lil Wayne and Birdman and Mac 10, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, it is crazy, man, to have both sides, you know, to have both of those strong labels behind you, you know,
that's
better than anything Epic could have offered, you know. It's a real good look, and it's a real good position to be in. Now, of course, the album, I think it dropped early last year, didn't it? Springtime, I think it was 2008, the album actually dropped, and it was received well. A couple of singles off there, I think Certified and Haters, a couple of tracks off there. And, you know, things are moving beautifully. Now, we had on earlier on the show a UK producer who's been out there in the US, I know, Record Kings. Now, you appear on his new album, Heavyweight. It's a big anticipated album, particularly out here in the UK. You're up on the track there. It's a great track. What was it like? What was that whole process of working with Record Kings like? How did the track formulate?
You know what's funny? When he first got at me, right, he was like, I'm from a... in the UK, and I'm like, for real, you know what I mean? Because it was like, it's different. A lot of New York cats are a lot more familiar with abroad than us from LA, you know what I mean? Unless it's like a game with Snoop Dogg or somebody else, superstar status. So it was crazy to hear him talking about it, like, yeah, I got this beat I want to get you on for my album. So I'm like, all right, for sure. So at that time, I'm really like, let me hear the beat, you know what I mean? Let me hear like, I don't know what type of beat this man's going to be making at this point in time. I don't know what's going on. So he sends me the beat, and the beat is just crazy, man. It's like just crazy. I mean, it sounds so good. It sounds better than 95% of the stuff I was getting out here, you know what I mean? Even from name producers, you know what I mean? It was like, man, I just, I actually recorded, wrote, and laid the track in 30 minutes. You feel me? Like, it was just, it came to me. Like, when I first heard it, you know what I mean? I took it to the studio. I did it right on the spot, laid it right on the spot, sent it right back. And I mean, I just felt good about it from the start. Like, it just, it was right, man. It felt right, man. And that record sound great. You know what I mean? The record can't, he a beast with that thing, man. Real. I know his album is insane.
Yeah, man, that's what sums it up. We've got a few tracks from the album that we can play tonight. We're going to get into a few more of them as well on the show, but I'm looking forward to getting the finished product in my hands and be able to play other tracks from it as well. But a great, great producer. He's been in the game a long while. A lot of people are going to think that he's come out. They're going to think he's come out of nowhere, but again, you know, he's been there and he's, you know, remixed for some of the best in the game. So I'm just really behind this record, and I'm looking forward to it coming out. Now, just switching over to my co-host, Menace, he's got a few questions directed at yourself about your relationship with other West Coast artists and the West Coast scene. Now, he's a little bit ill tonight. He didn't want to come in and mess the interview up, so I'm just going to take his questions. He's given them to me in the studio. So let's go on some of the questions that Menace is asking then. What's your relationship like with other West Coast artists at the moment? People like, you know, Quick, Bishop Lamont, people like...
Oh, man. Oh, Bishop Lamont, that's my friend, man. You know, we came into the business together, working together and trying to figure out how to actually succeed. Like, you know, when I first was getting offers, you know, when he actually got signed first. He signed first to Drake. Then I actually, like, when I got my first big meeting, that was with Def Jam, but Jay-Z was trying to sign me. Bishop went with me. You know, I took him with me, and we went out there to deal with that together. Like, we sat down in front of Jay-Z together. Like, that's like my friend. You know, everybody I'm pretty much good with, man. I have a lot of good fun with them. Most of them I made music. If the ones I haven't, you pretty much guaranteed to hear music from me with them eventually. Me, Crooked Eye, and Bishop Lamont working on an album together right now that's going to be insane. It's called No Country for Old Men. It's retarded. You know what I mean? You're going to have a ball with that. It's going to be a real icebreaker for the West Coast, man. And I mean, as far as everybody else, man, I'm fans of everybody that's been in the game. And as far as new artists, man, I can't do nothing but hope they get a chance to some big ass shows like 50 Cent, you know, man. You know, that's at the end of the day, the Coast.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's interesting. We didn't know about that album. That sounds like that's a good collaboration, that, man. Bishop, yourself, and Crooked Eye. I'm looking forward to that. Also, Menace is asking then, how do you feel about Bishop recently expressing frustration with regards to older West Coast vets like Snoop and Cube not showing love and support to Bishop with his direction and evolution?
Well, you know what the thing is? Like I say, that's going to eventually happen. I mean, I think a lot of that got took out of context, and it made it sound like he had hatred for them. And that's not the case. It's just, you know how you work with someone, man. You worked and you bought all their CDs your whole life, and you supported them, and you was behind anything they said or did. And when it's your actual shot at it, you don't feel that same love back. You don't feel that same thing back. So put him in the spots where, you know, he was like, man, damn, like, I'm trying to be successful. Like, I was helping these dudes successful, and they don't even want to give me advice. And some of them personally, you know, a lot of times they could just be working with people they deal with and just those pathways being shut down for whatever reason. You just, you know, it's hard, man. You go from becoming a fan and realize that they just look at you as competition real quick.
Yeah, exactly. I think, that's the key thing, isn't it? That's what up-and-coming artists are in the West, the competition.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's becoming like. And I think that's what happened. A lot of stuff got out of context. It's like, dude, straight up on some, you know, like, you just want to win, man. You just want to feed your family. And the people who you've been helping feed their family, you know, you like, damn, if you don't want to help me feed mine. So I think it just came out crazy like that. But at the end of the day, it don't matter, man. He going to win regardless because dude got a good heart. And he don't mean nothing. He just mean well. He don't mean no harm in that. But, you know, a lot of times, taking out of contestants. You know, everybody's a man and everybody got egos, so. So it's a lot harder to resolve those type of issues. So, I mean, I understand the frustrations, of course. I'm supporting 100% in them because I know exactly the feeling.
Yeah. No, absolutely. He's been up on our show a few times. He's a great guy, great guest, you know, a real character and a real nice way. You know, kind of, some people come up on the show in the very industry, you know, but, you know, like yourself, he wasn't anything like that. Menace is asking, how do you feel about the current generation of New West MCs? We're talking like Fashawn, UNI, Sean Jackson, etc., etc.
You said the who?
The New West MCs. That's what Menace is asking in the studio. He's asking about the new
the up and coming MCs, other MCs like Fashion.
You
feel
like who?
Fashion. You're not up on Fashion.
Oh, okay. You said on who?
Fashion. It's cool, man. I think the question is just simply saying, then, you know, that the up and coming artists.
All right. As far as the up and coming artists, I mean, it's a lot of them, man. Some of them are awesome. One thing that definitely is crazy is everyone sounds different. You know, you got Problem, you got Bad Luck, you got Hot Dog, you got such a variety, man, of different type of artists. Mm. Such a variety of different type of artists, man. Yeah. Just different people who are really, everyone sounds different here now, man. It ain't like it used to be. Nobody even dresses the same. It's just different now, man. So I think once we finally actually go to make our move back onto hip-hop and to the pop mainstream, I mean, it's definitely going to be something to see because it looks different. I think, you know, I think it's some great music going to come from here for sure. It's some great music, like, unbelievable. It's a lot of MC town, man. The MC bar has definitely been raised on the West Coast, man, so... Mm, I think you're going to see a lot of people that's having them seeing.
Yeah, definitely. You hit the nail on the head. That's the beautiful thing about the West Coast right now. You know, diversity, like you said, people don't even dress the same. That's a beautiful thing. Now, we've heard so much in the press about certain radio stations restricting artists. What about radio stations and your music then? How supportive of Bay Area radio stations, for example, being of your music?
I mean, Bay Area music play Bay Area radio play me. They don't play me for sure. So I really can't say nothing else past that, you know. I mean, you probably could have people that could complain. You're going to have people that benefit from it. So I think I'd just rather be on one end of the spectrum. You know, I get support from the Bay Area radio as if I was from San Francisco or something. And, of course, I get support in Los Angeles and wherever else from the West Coast I get support at. I don't really have those type of issues with support from them.
No, don't. Muggs, then, of course, DJ Muggs, has been consistent over the past few years in the development of West Coast artists. He did an album with Planet Asia, Sick Jackin, and he was way involved with Mitchie Slick. Now, do you have any plans on working with him and perhaps putting out a full length together?
I'll be honest to work with Muggs, man. Muggs is a beast. Cypress Hill Muggs, man. That dude is. You know, but I've only met B out of Cypress Hill. I met Sin once, but I never talked to him. But I've talked to B a couple times, so. I mean, you know, any time you get to work with them type of dudes, them dudes legends, man. Them dudes, I was bumping them dudes records when I was in junior high school. So, you know, I feel honored. Like, I could only work with legends like dudes, you know?
Yeah, you definitely so, but you'd love to do it, of course. Who wouldn't? Now, speaking of collaborations, I mean, and people who are putting and working in legends, what about Nate Dogg? I mean, do you think he's ever going to be back on his grind working with artists such as yourself soon? I mean, have you got any plans to be working with him?
Nate Dogg?
Yeah. How's he getting
on? I got a song with Nate Dogg already. You know what I mean? I didn't make my LP, but, like, I think Nate Dogg, man, as he gets healthier and healthier, Nate Dogg is one of them dudes that's a staple in hip-hop. Yeah. He'll be, you know, he can do this for 20, 30 years, man, and he's always going to be fresh because his style is authentic and creative, man, and he just, you can't be that. You can't be what he does.
No. People have tried, too. I've noticed a lot of people out there in the game trying to be the masters of the hook, but nobody will ever be able to recreate Nate Dogg.
Nah, well, Nate, what Nate did, man, Nate, I mean, like, Akon and T-Pain are excellent. Them dudes are a lot bigger because they're complete songwriters. But that hook, man, and, I mean, Akon gave me my first hit record in certified. I don't know. Like, they're great. There's no question. But Nate did it. You know, he's been doing it a long, man. He's been doing it a long time. So it's possible, but a lot of people got a long way to go before they'll be him, man. You know, he's been making it since 92, man. 92. So, you know, 93, man. That's 15 years, 16 years, man. This dude, first year I think I didn't hear a new record on the radio with Nate Dogg is 2008. Every year I'm used to hearing a hit record with Nate Dogg on the radio. So, you know, it was just how many records you was on here.
Yeah, absolutely. But we wish him all the best, and we hope his recovery, you know, continues, and we hear more of him and new music. Absolute legend. Listen, Glasses Mo, it's been an absolute pleasure. We thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to the Record King joint with you on, and of course, all your new material 2009. What have you got planned in terms of new music for this year?
man, right now I'm finna put out this record, the Beast Crew record, which is in March, and I mean it gets the right release, and it's gonna be March, April. It's gonna be real good. I go to Japan for my first actual overseas tour, you know what I mean, 6 days in Japan in March. And they're working on getting us over there to the UK in around April, May, so I'm just hoping everything goes together with that well. But as far as LA, man, I'm gonna be on the Cash Money tour with Birdman, and I mean it's over here I'm good, you know. Over here I'm good. I just gotta make my way over there so people can know what I do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, we'll get in there. All the promoters out there that are in tune in the UK, please get in touch, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com, if you want to help out and make things happen. Let's get some bookings going. All right, man, listen, God bless. Enjoy your night or evening, whatever time it is there, and we thank you so much for your time, and hopefully in 2009 we'll speak again.
All right, for sure. Let's make sure we make it happen. Yeah, make sure y'all go pick up that heavyweight record, man. He went in on that thing.
Yeah, definitely, man. Listen, before you bounce out, can we just very quickly get a drop for the show? Would that be okay? We're just recording right now for the podcast.
Let's do it. You said it's on Conspiracy Radio?
Yeah, Conspiracy Radio, and the show is the Friday Night Live Show.
The Friday Night who?
The Friday Night Live Show.
Friday Night Live Show. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? Y'all know what it is. Your nigga right here, G-motherfucking Malone, man. I don't care if they bleeping my shit or not, because I'm going to cuss all day. Conspiracy Radio, it goes down right here every Friday night live. I do a real B.I.G. right here, man. Holler at your nigga like.
Perfect. Take care. God bless. We'll speak very, very soon.
All right, let's make sure we make it up.
All right, man. Take care. Glasses Malone, G. Malone, Friday Night Live Show. I'm just an 80s baby.
Buffy, the human beatbox, Veronica, Buffalo girls, East Coast flat tops, West Coast girls, big rope chains, Jesus cross, crew deep like Soul Sonic Force, Run DMC, Jam Master J, Adidas low laces, seven colors a day, Guess jeans match, low goose banging, Dr. Tingo, love DJing, scratches, turntables, crates full of records, block party packed in 20 seconds, Eric B and Rakim coming out the speakers, check out my melody and follow the leader.
Shout going out to Rack Low if you're locked on.
I'm top billing, my mic sounds nice, my voice is precise, golden never turn a light. LL, rock the bells, I rock heads asleep at the Martinique Hotel. If I rule the world like Curtis Blow, every minute my songs are play on the radio. Molly Mall scratch, Mr. Magic mix, Red Alert, spread the fix, Premier got a gift. I'm dropping science, you talking all that jazz. The freaks come out at night for that cash. New York, LA, the dirty, Midwest way. Hard rock, rock box, king of rock, blast in my box. Golden era terror, 87, hip hop is a blessing, it's a blessing.
Daniel, stop it, will you? Daniel, leave it alone. Rock.
And they thought they got rid of me.
Shit, peace in the building.
Yeah. As we just raise the oceans again. Getting ready for our next guest now. Monster Rock, Duck Down, featuring Daniel Barge.
Back in the building.
It's been so long. What's been going on, you ask? I
time in the year, shit be gone too fast. Shut the fuck up, I show up when I feel like showing up. And rock you till you feel like throwing up. Seasick, peep this, I've been Victoria's Secret. All over your girl ass, pussy and tits. That's where I've been, but seriously, Nick, how often do you ever know when you gon' see your monster, just let it go. I've been fighting battles like Jericho. Try to get inside my head in its own. Welcome to my terror dome, Paul. Shit is hella cold, terrible. Better know I got my mind right, money right, and I'm ready for war.
Let's get it on.
I've been on my grizzly grind. The shit I say, my Bill Bixby grind. I'm getting green, nigga. Been through some ups and downs, but forget it, it's fine. We're doing it bigger this time. Wait till you see, bitch,
it's been such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time, nigga.
Such a long time.
They say this shit is way overdue.
It's been such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time, nigga.
Such a long time.
They say this shit is way overdue. I've been doing a little bit of this and that here and there. From time to time, I'm everywhere like air. Do anything on that great chase for paper day. Set work a normal job, sell drugs, rape or snitch. Okay, maybe not anything. But I've been doing many things, mostly which could get a nigga enemies. Bits and penitentiaries, K doing 23. Verbal's America's most wanted nigga, literally. I'm a nigga innocent, they trying to finish him. I'm doing all kind of wild shit, trying to prevent this shit. Now mind your businesses. On the brighter side, I'm back, right on my grind with a 9 and Avengers, nigga. My whole team focused. We John with a spoon, bang, bang. Hot shit into your living room. Whether they coming through the speakers or your windows, fool. It's a hit or it's a hit, fucking with them dudes.
It's been such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time, nigga.
Such a long time.
They say this shit is way.
Good out to all the German listeners.
Such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time.
Such a long time, nigga.
Such a long time.
It sounds like it, mate.
Yeah. Steve's ball. Yo, got mad cardiac. Bacardi strap where the party at. I'm sorry that you played out, you got a Atari dad. One of them sorry cats, big dreams, Ferrari naps. Big schemes with little esteem, cause y'all can hardly rap. And I'm a cannibal man, I'm a beast with it, he spit it. Alpha to Omega and each minute infinite. Lines you can't sniff but equivalent. Spine tingling, misadventures are damn diligent. The man's militant. 10 hut, up and sluts, bust the push up in the friend's guts. I'm nuts with the classic charm, ask your mom. I'm up in the tail, make a whale like Mastodon. Pass her on, cause she's strictly for entertainment. Oh, you write for her? Well, that explain it. Bro, I'm quite disturbed. Erratic, shameless, I padded phrases. My aim is the cadence of padded cage. Don't get it twisted, fish caught you looking at the bait. It's survival of the fittest and you looking at a shit. With God as my witness, my mission is living great. Tech jaws, cause the business is twisted like figure eight. So don't get it twisted, fish caught you looking at the bait. It's survival of the fittest and you looking at a shit. With God as my witness, my mission is living great. Tech jaws, cause the business is twisted like figure eight. A rolling stone where I rest my bones is a top seat. Hot seat, more whistles get blown than the cops beat. And tox cheap, you get a penny for your thoughts. If you think outside the box, spit box cutter, ox slash. The face of poverty till the breeze blew. Rather girl money, you run like these bees do. And breeze through on the next thing, smoke until then. Chumps can jump like turnstiles without a token, the flesh is weak. But who got next to me can never accept defeat. As I am still yet to peak, still yet to eat. Off the fruits of my labor, cop that shot rap, more juice than a taser. High voltage alternated cover for certain. The syllable civil servant with little and no deterrent. Belittle you little vermin. Typical criminal verses with minimal purpose. And kill them like biblical serpents. Don't get it twisted, fish caught you looking at the bait. It's survival of the fittest and you looking at a shit. With God as my witness, my mission is living great. Tech jaws cause their business is twisted like figure eight. So don't get it twisted, fish caught you looking at the bait. It's survival of the fittest and you looking at a shit. With God as my witness, my mission is living great. Tap jaws cause their business is twisted like figure eights.
Get it.
simply setting the scene for the new... What am I saying? Setting the scene for the next guest tonight.
Saying nothing slick to a can of oil. Tell your man to tell his man that his man's a cool.
This track's proper dirty. It's a proper dirty track. That beat is real cheeky. Cool G Rap, Ghostface, RZA, Conspiracy.
You ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil. Tell your man to tell his man that his man's a goyle. I hold his weight, y'all niggas skinny like olive oil. We throw the leaves half a key in the pot with Doyle. Royal niggas rags the riches. Because the boy breaks bitches like glasses. This is burn money like I put it in some grass and split it. If I don't get my man, that's passes, not misses. Female donkeys, y'all niggas ass is dickless. Hard white rap, just a foil like chicklets. Never had a wife, you better settle for the mistress. The truth like Al Capone dying from the syphilis. Cross me, your name flying on the hit list. Your niggas butt won't even pop a clutch on a gear shift. Then ain't your hard pose, nigga, you just scared stiff. I'm on my grizzly, you might walk right in the beard shit. You rock your pants too tight, get off that queer shit. Don't turn the back when it's on, I ain't trying to hear shit. Like the Coast Guard, I got them choppers that can airlift.
Chunky, 4-5 hanging out, the jeans is crunchy. Face you hair, beard looking like Abe Lincoln. Stand next to you with my jewels, look like your cage is shrinking. Love sweets like a dope fiend, not over fat hands. Keep birds around me, they be calling me Batman. Precisely, I pop like cheap luggage, profusely bleeding. Word on the street is that you lost 3 buckets. Fuck it, you keep dying. I'm in the red diamonds. Rob me, bitch, I had your whole hood crying. Lighting candles on the streets like, why you trying? Oh Lord, why you had to lullaby him? His jewels is cursed, his seeds is first. When he do shows, he pop a willy off his merch.